You're listening to the Chaos Radio Show.
Look, you know, we've been dating for 3 months. Here's some flowers for that dead pussy of yours. Why don't you fucking move in bed? We've been going out for 3 years, fucking months.
Dead pussy! I knocked the dust off that pussy!
Is that how it is after 3 months?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At least really? For a guy. Dude, it's like after the first week, I think they get bored. I took a girl on a first date to Passion of the Christ.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, with that shirt.
That is so difficult.
Wow. Dude, I was like, man, Jesus, get his. Dude, you're a producer, you? Motherfucker. Produce!
What that? It's Chaos Radio, David.
It's Chaos! This is what we call chaos.
I'd like some extra chaos.
I'd like some extra chaos, please. Can I get some extra chaos with that?
Would you like some?
And can you put that on the side?
Would you like some freshly ground chaos? I'll tell you when to stop. 2 fingers of chaos, please.
Say when.
Chris hates us. Chris absolutely despises us. And it's funny because this is all his idea in the first place. And we're in his house. And, you know, he does this thing, like, just like what my dad does. My dad slaps his hand on his forehead, and then he runs it down. Oh, he hates us.
How many times have you been arrested?
A lot of times.
Fingerprinted and shit?
I've been detained, yeah. I've been detained several times.
Congratulations.
Well, whether we're here or not, till next time, thank you for listening to the Chaos Radio Show.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in a mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches.
So is Chaos Radio.
Because in either game, Light
or Chaos Radio.
The margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're gonna do the same for him. That's the team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team or we will die as individuals.
That's Chaos Radio, guys.
That's all it is. Now, what are you gonna do?
This is Heidi on the Chaos Radio Show.
Yep.
With my co-hosts, Alex and Rodian.
You're tearing this team apart!
They're tearing me apart. You say go this way, I say go that way.
On the Chaos Radio Show, home of Heidi, Alex Benrodian.
Home of Heidi?
Home of Heidi.
So you're choosing to stay?
I don't know. I heard some things.
You know?
I heard things.
Well, you know. Sometimes, you know, you walk in the valley of death.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
So you did some recon.
I spent 40 days walking in the desert, and.
And we wound up being.
I visited with the Lunatic Radio Show.
With the enemies.
Yeah, you were doing recon, right?
And they tried to sway me. They also made some comments about how the war between Chaos and Lunatic was strictly between them and Chris. Chaos Chris of the Chaos Radio Show.
You know, it's...
And that, that there was a home for Alex and Rhodey in there as well. And I said, well, I tell you right now, I know for sure you would have a much more difficult time getting Alex and Rhodian to join you than me.
Yeah, you would have a less difficult time.
Right, because you mean to recruit Heidi, if they wanted to recruit Heidi.
Oh.
A less difficult time for Heidi?
Heidi...
She was sounding kind of, you know, like she went native for a little bit. Mm. So, I gotta say, when I heard you on that on that monstrosity of a show...
they have an opening if you want to be assistant art director over there.
Yes, assistant art director. They said you could be the assistant, and I said I didn't think you would go for that.
He could be the assistant to my dickhead. He could be the second in command to my balls or something.
Right.
Why, who's the first in command?
That's what I figured.
My wife, of course.
Oh, right, okay. All right.
Who
silly
else?
Me. What was
silly
I thinking?
You. Nah, it's, look, I gotta say, Heidi, It's disheartening for me when you go on that show,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's
and I'm not sure what it is. It's maybe it's because of my fear of losing you to a lesser show, or maybe the idea of not sitting next to you every Friday. Maybe that's what
if I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Holy shit! Where's that from?
Oh, I'm it's glad you've matured that's, 5 years.
That's fucking Pacino.
That's good shit.
That's Pacino.
Oh, I thought that was Chaos Chris.
Same thing.
Same difference.
Yeah, so you're over there, you're doing things, you're talking, and you seem to fit in very well into their little fold. And it raised some concerns, for me anyway. But not that I would ever suspect your loyalty of being anything but stable, but just... Yeah, you sounded a little too friendly with the enemy.
Yeah. Sounded like a little bit of Hanoi Jane.
And if I would have been on that show, it would have been, fuck you, fuck that. I would have been the enemy behind the enemy lines.
Well, that's no way to get in there.
Well, not for you. But I'm saying you should have gone in there and just said, look, you guys, what the fuck are you doing? What, don't you know better than to take on the Chaos Radio Show? So we're not funny? How are we not funny? Not funny like a politician funny? Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, if you're in the enemy's camp, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You're a single soldier. You're unarmed.
Fuck that. Fuck
no, it. I know that answer. I just wanted to leave it out there. You know what I mean?
You're the other perspective.
Yeah. Just
Heidi is certainly more of a negotiator than a fighter.
I was there to negotiate.
I did. I like the
my role in the Lunatic Radio Show.
Right, exactly.
I like the point counter.
The I point, had a little point counterpoint.
That was
going.
Good. That
yeah.
was good. Especially when you said that everything that they're sitting on belonged at one point or another.
I did say that.
You
Chris
did.
Accused me of not bringing that up, but I certainly did.
You did, and you even made mention of Kieran's face. Kieran's face. Yeah. He's
oh,
like,
I said,
oh,
yeah, he all of a sudden he started giving me dirty looks.
Yeah, he wasn't joking around anymore.
Right, right.
Because who put the shit together? Huh?
Yeah.
Fuck Sosa. Fuck the Diaz brothers. I step on those cockroaches. That's why. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I'm just I'm glad that you know they're enjoying the furniture that we provided for.
What can I say? They feel they've pronounced themselves winners.
Yeah.
Yeah, winners. But didn't Saddam Hussein do that at the first war? He said he was a winner and he was pulling out.
Yeah.
But you know,
but unfortunately, we found out this week that they're losers.
Really?
Oh.
Losers!
Really? Wait a minute.
So they lost.
As it turns out, this contest that they had, engaged themselves in, this podcast award thing, yeah, it didn't turn out so well for them after all.
What's the opposite of a winner again?
Loser. Do we know by chance which show they lost to?
No Onions or some shit like that.
Really?
We have No Onions? Or?
Lunatic Radio, which lost. Is not a podcast, lost to No Onions.
Right. But Lunatic Radio is a podcast. It says so on the website, doesn't it?
No. They're not a podcast.
Oh. Oh, so they're misleading the public? Is that what you're saying? They're playing the politician game where you shake the hand and you smack the ass?
Right. Well, I mean, come on. Don't we all do that, you know?
Well, sometimes that's necessary.
There's nothing wrong with that a little bit, you know?
Man, I love taps, man. Especially when another war has been won. So what? That's Craig Coleman, Lunchbox, and our fucking traitor within our midst, Lunatic fucking... Radio.fucking.com.
3-0, baby!
3 in a row, that's right.
Well, they're 0-9.
0-9.
That's right. How many submissions was it?
Who knows?
0-9. Wow, man.
I thought it was just 2. It just wound up being worse than I thought.
Yeah, he said on the air it was 9 times they submitted themselves.
And I like how they're like, no, we didn't ask anybody. And how he's like, well, no, Rocket asked me. No, that doesn't, that's,
you don't count, you're a friend.
Nah.
You don't count because it was just a head. Because
I'm close personal friends.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still spamming. I would never spam a friend. You know, I wouldn't send them a message, hey, look, vote for me for favorite dog and show. Because that would be, you know, if you want to vote for me, you vote for me. If you don't, so be it.
If you want to or not.
It's over.
It's over.
They lost. And they lose to us.
That's it.
I think they lost.
We got Heidi back.
Do we really have Heidi?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Do we really have Heidi?
Heidi,
she's here.
Heidi is the Manchurian candidate. Are you the Manchurian candidate?
The Manchurian candidate?
What?
You're the sleeper cell, right, Heidi?
Are you suggesting that I'm under some kind of weird mind control?
Look, is it possible that even though we won the war, there was casualties, we've lost someone?
Heidi.
What? I'm here.
Not in spirit, though. You know what? I will say this. Like I said, you seem to fit right in with those guys.
I do fit in with them.
Is it because they're all from Suffolk, too?
It's because everybody uses septic tanks?
Yeah. I love septic tanks.
What you think it is, because I've lived in my house for over 10 years and we've never had to have anything done with the septic tanks. Hmm. It's not like something you have to do every year or anything like that.
Yeah, it is a septic tank, though.
Rocket's in the chat room. He's trying to say that he's not from Suffolk.
He's not.
But you're associated with people from Suffolk, and that's what matters. You spend the bulk of your time in Suffolk County. Do your radio show from Suffolk County.
Where is he from? From Nassau?
Who knows? You're probably Nassau.
Long Island. I don't know. I'm always like, if you pass exit like 29 on the LIE, then you're Long Island.
Right.
I mean, that's probably totally
wrong.
Well,
is that really how you make the distinction? Because, I mean, you guys are on Long Island, so.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't hear in that whole explanation last week? Mm. They continue to fail to do.
Win?
Well, besides win.
Besides winning, yeah. Besides not winning,
they fail to express why they go all year long trying not to be a podcast, and then this award show comes up and they are a podcast.
Do you think tears were shed? You think they swore at some?
I think Kieran cried a little bit.
No, not Kieran. He doesn't look.
No,
like
I think I don't think Rocket would.
Rocket sobbed. That's different.
Was there a sniffle?
Oh,
Rocket just is a little bitch and he sobbed. But Kieran just like. You know, he felt it. He's like, man, this sucks.
Another hit.
Another hit on us, and we're 0-9.
0-9.
With this Susan Lucci of Podcast Awards.
Wait. Susan Lucci is the one who presented the... Oh, they are the Susan Lucci. That's a good... I didn't Kieran's get the
wrong. Kieran's calling me the Bill O'Dumbass of internet radio. That's fine.
You know what?
At least I don't lose. Lose.
Well, in order to lose, you have to be a what? A loser.
Right.
No, but...
I feel so stuck in between right now.
Stuck in between shows or between individuals?
She feels stuck in between.
I feel so torn.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it here. I like it there, too.
Torn between two internet shows.
Who's going to beat you like it?
I don't really like being beaten.
Yes, you do.
She doesn't like it. Yeah. And please don't include me.
That. We have audio of... cries of joy.
Don't include me in the abuse.
There was no joy
it's not
in those
we,
tears.
Please. Leave me out of the beatings.
I promise you there was no joy in my tears.
Mm-hmm. I bet you there was joy in Mudville, though. Yeah, Mudville. Bill O'Donnell.
Well, look, she looks like she feels torn.
Go over there, then.
She feels...
You know what? This is speaking from the heart, Heidi. When I think what it is... I told my wife, I think I'm obsessed with Heidi. And she's like, what?
By the way, we're talking about our war with Lunatic Radio every Monday night at 9 p.m. on Consumer Radio.
We don't have a war every Monday night. They have a show every Monday night.
Whatever.
At 9 p.m.
It's good. The war is taking over everything.
It's engulfing everything it comes across.
Well, that's what happens in war. It destroys everything.
Even the non-combatants.
I got to be honest with you. There was a part of me this week that was like, oh, you know, I don't know what's going on, you know, whatever. But then I got some encouraging letters.
Oh.
Really?
From people.
Really?
Former Lunatic Radio listeners.
You?
Nice.
Yes. Really?
Said, I am pulling for you now.
There you go.
Because I want to be part of a winner.
That's it.
A winner.
Everybody wants.
Some of their most loyal fans. Loyal.
Are you sure?
Coming over.
With The I Suffer, Club Jelly,
Connecticut
also known as Simon, Connecticut J. These are like there's...
Yeah, but there's,
this is the hardcore
There's no
group,
way those
right?
guys are siding
oh,
with
Oh, yes, they did.
I know that
Club Jelly goes, you fucking give it to them hard. He said to me.
Isn't that the way you're supposed to give it to them?
I'm fucking changing factions, he said.
Rocket says lies.
No, I swear. Right before he got on a plane, he said, I can't be there tonight. These are his exact words.
But?
Simon says, I can't be there tonight, but you give him hell. You give them hell!
You do for John!
And then he went away to war. He's fighting the air battle.
Man,
gotta give respect to Simon, man. He picked the right side.
God bless our troops, man. Gotta come home safe.
Simon picked the right side.
Bring him home.
Bring him home.
But the ISF already gave up. He said, you know what? They're losers, man. I can't lose anymore. I can't, you know, I've had so much loss in my life. I don't want to be part of another losing situation.
Because it takes its toll.
Yeah.
You know,
I get it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I get it.
I mean, what is that? That's like psych war, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, remember, like, in Vom, if they grab one of your enemies, they torture him and make
Kieran,
you hear it in the weeds, you know?
Kieran says, still sucking our kneecaps, Rock.
That's
suck away, Chris. I may be sucking your kneecaps, but you're sucking my cock. All right?
No, you know what? It's
suck my cock. You lost.
Cack.
You lost.
Hey.
Well...
I guess it's a little difficult for Heidi because she likes them.
Yeah. Who do you choose? You know?
I choose you guys. I'm here. I choose you. It's just that, you know, I missed you when I was there.
But
at the same time, I was, like, scared to come back. But I miss them now, and I know that I don't have to worry about what they would say to me because they'd be fine with it either way.
Well, you're not part of their show.
I also
want to clarify one thing. You had stepped up for me, and I appreciate it, Heidi, when you said, you know, well, Chris's endeavors with Consumer Radio.
Right.
They were saying that the reason why you're not entered in the podcast awards is because you don't put any extra
ambition,
work into the show or have any ambition, I had to speak up against
that.
But I just want to clarify one thing.
Rocket is there side by side with you, so it should be easier for
you. Right, but Rocket says, that, oh, by the way, you know, I'm an associate.
Mm-hmm. Everything Chris does,
to me, he says he's my associate. He says everything Chris does, I know about it, or, you know,
right.
first.
Right. Right, and he says everything that has anything to do with you, I have some part in.
Let
right.
me just right. let me just say that, Rocket, you are just an assistant, and I use you your services, but I don't tell you everything.
Well, if he can't be a job,
I never so tell
not,
you everything.
It's not a, like, it's not an assistant art director.
No,
nothing along those lines.
He's just, you know, he's like the intern.
If you can't be an if he can't be an athlete, right. then I guess he can be an athletic supporter, right? See, the joke wasn't funny, but my laughing is.
Yeah, right, exactly. Your laughing makes it funny.
Yeah. I like
absolutely.
Kieran saying the kneecap thing. It's kind of like a reverse psychology thing to get us not to talk about him, but that psychology doesn't work here.
By the way.
At all, apparently. So, by the way, what?
Since they can't do what they say they were going to do to end the war.
Hmm?
They were going to shit,
oh, they can't shit
on,
oh,
right. on the yeah, award
they can't
on top
that,
of a picture
right.
of me. And they can't do that, obviously.
Yeah.
This is what they should their punishment should be for the next month.
Wow, whole 30 days?
Yes.
Wow. Hmm.
That's four shows.
I think that's worse than the treaty that Germany got in the First World War.
I think that's worse than getting put in the quiet chair.
They should have to play this during every one of their breaks for the next four shows.
Cool.
Hey, everybody, listen to lunaticradio.com where you'll hear this.
You like that? Listen to this.
They're so bad they couldn't even win a shitty podcast award. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8, only on cringehumorradio.com.
Hey, that was a great...
I love all the giggling and horn honking.
You know what? It produced itself.
Four shows.
I was able to make that thing in 2 minutes.
For the next...
I'm telling you, dude.
That's funny.
It produced itself.
For the next month, four shows. Every single break.
What's the name of that file, by the way?
We found the funny.
It's at lunaticradio.com.
Hey, everybody, listen to lunaticradio.com where you'll hear this.
Catchy tune. You can dance to it.
You can get down.
Waka, waka, waka!
They're so bad they couldn't even win a shitty podcast award.
You
listen
like
to
the
Chaos Radio Show.
Yeah.
So they're really like just wow. sticks the screwdriver in the side. That, you know, that was a little hard.
That just twist the blade, right?
Don't you also have a document that was sent from the the founders, the co-founders of the podcast awards actually put on their website. I got a screenshot and I sent it to Chris. They put on their website a list of the winners.
Sure.
And the winners and the categories that they won in. And they got some kind of weird announcement. Chris is going to put it up in the chat room so that everyone can read it.
Let's see it.
And
yeah, let's check this out.
Yeah, we have documentation of these things. So everybody just read along and enjoy yourselves as you see what the fuck is going on there.
What is that? Let me see.
Hey, everybody, listen to lunaticradio.com where you'll hear this.
It doesn't work.
By the way, that's Lunatic Radio.
Lunatic Radio, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on
it was
Cringe
so bad
Humor Radio.
They couldn't even win a shitty podcast award.
I had to put on that voice, but
now they just said, "How about you suspend us?" And that's getting off easy.
Yeah, you know
that's,
what?
That's four shows off.
Yeah, you know. I never understood.
No, like, you're gonna suffer through this.
When I got suspended,
you're gonna
from
suffer
school,
through loss and humiliation.
It made no. It never makes any
suffer
sense.
Suffer through
me,
it.
Suspension. When I got suspended from school for bringing a gun to school, I got suspended for a week.
Wait,
I got
what,
to hang
wait.
Out at home. That what kind of punishment is that?
Oh, see this guy Jamo or Jamo in the chat room says, but I found the awards were shit, but I found Lunatic Radio over a year ago because of them.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
I just got and I just got a message on my MySpace from a guy who heard about Lunatic Radio because they were nominated for the award and listened, and then listened to Chaos Radio as a result. So I mean,
I don't care. That means nothing to me.
No, no, Heidi's making
absolutely
the point.
Absolutely nothing.
Heidi's making the point
they're,
that they
but
were
But they're losers on that show.
Heidi's making the point.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're losers on that show.
Heidi was making...
Losers!
Heidi's making the point that they... accomplish their mission, which
is
they
get, get their name
promoting,
out
right.
Promoting, right.
Promoting, but at what cost? You know, like... The thing that Chris is talking about is the people that they associate themselves to get this promotion. And, yeah, you know, you get a listener or two or three or four. Even if you get 100, is that worth sacrificing your professional integrity? That's
but what I mean. Well, what,
I personally, to be honest,
are you really being honest?
I'm going to be honest right now.
You feel like they're sacrificing
no,
their personal integrity?
I don't care. Okay. I honestly don't give a shit.
It's so...
I honestly don't give a shit.
Beaten to a bloody pulp by this point.
Well, I was trying to put Chris's point across in a more in a light that it seems to be a lot more to what he was saying, and especially in light of the fact that they lost, you know, they competed and lost against people that obviously produce 8-minute clips.
But according to them, they weren't competing to win.
Right.
Who doesn't compete to
they
win?
They were.
That's
they
a loser's mentality.
Hey, 0-9, they win.
Loser's mentality.
They were in
losers.
It for the
promotion.
For the promotional.
Oh, that's a, but that's
that value. Sounds like a
that's
cop
what
out.
They yeah that's a that's what they say to be safe. To be safe.
If
like,
they win,
oh,
I listen.
If we win, you tell me if they win, they wouldn't get like you know jump for joy. Fucking Rocket would screech and break mirrors. Oh my God, we won the board!
If they lose,
screech and break mirrors. That'd be
Windows,
awesome.
Whatever.
Especially if he was really drunk and like just.
Oh my God, I won the award!
If he was as drunk as he was for
mean?
His birthday celebration, just
dude, that's
off the
so
hook.
So annoying.
Drunk.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Alright, hey, you know,
the deed
it
is, done.
What it is. It's the deed is done. And,
What do you mean it's done?
It's done. That's it.
I remember when Darth Vader went emo. I remember that. That was a good day.
So is that it? Are we?
That's
is
it,
all these treaties are signed?
I would think there's nothing else, right? What else? There's nothing else. Let's just continue on. Yeah,
that's it.
Our daily lives. You stepped on a bug, scraped it off your foot, move on. That's all.
It's just good to know they're there if I need them.
Exactly. If for whatever
yeah,
reason,
it's a secondary option.
Right, for whatever time she that's decides right, she fine. Wants to go, that's it. The option's there for her. It's
that's
always
true.
Good to have options.
Secondary options, you know, backup.
They were going to give me buttons to press, too.
Ooh, buttons. Nice.
So you would give up being the anchor of a show.
And I said that.
To be some sideshow monkey.
I said
like
that. And I also want to say, because I know...
What do you mean?
That's not cool, man.
Because I know you listen to the show. You listened to it, and I said that the Chaos Radio, for all intents and purposes, could be called the Heidi Show because
yeah.
It's pretty much my creation. I was prompted to say that.
Oh, really?
Yes, that wasn't.
You know what? I remember
my
what?
Own sentiment.
Let me have you expand on that a little bit because the way that I was brought into the fold was by Chris and Rodian and you and
mm-hmm.
I think Alex came to the house.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is it. Hey, Alex, you want to do
this
show?
Chris had the idea. It was Chris's idea.
Oh, it was Chris's idea.
Yes.
He just looked at you and he said, hey, we should do a podcast.
No, because I said the word podcast.
A radio show.
You know what? From the very beginning, I never said the word podcast.
I never heard
that's
podcast.
The difference.
Did you know the difference?
Yeah, I know the difference.
I expressed to to Chris that I had always wanted to do talk radio.
What made you say that? What brought that about? Was it RZA and Mango?
No, it was before that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you definitely have the voice for it.
And,
I think you have a presence.
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
Yeah, you're good. I don't think you're all right. I think you're better than that.
Just breaking in with this question. White Ninja is concerned and wants to know if you ever made it to your dentist appointment last week.
Oh, no. Did you? You never made it?
I had to cancel.
There were some shenanigans.
By the way, some things going on. By the way, thanks a lot, Dawn.
After the show signed off.
Yeah.
Dawn.
Not just Dawn, either.
Not just Dawn.
Oh, yeah. but the girls, the other two aren't here.
No, they're not here.
So Dawn's going to represent.
Well, let me tell you, man.
And she fucking
shenanigans.
Did. I would certainly do a dance for her if I had to.
Yeah, well, don't do it in front of us.
Okay. but that girl, man, she's. I told my wife about her.
I can't get it to her.
You told your wife about her?
Yeah, I had to.
What are you talking about? What'd you tell her?
I'll tell you after the show. Tell you how that went down.
Oh, okay, all right.
After the show.
You'll tell me what you told her after the show. All right.
I'll just tell you how the whole thing.
Kieran just said Heidi's got a gun to her head. Here's Heidi's head on the webcam. Do you see a gun?
I'm on.
She's on.
There's no gun.
No one.
See, nothing.
And Rodian, show your hands.
Yeah, that's important. That's important.
No guns?
No.
Alex, show your hands.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to.
Show your hands, Alex.
Oh, hi.
No guns. This is just here on her own. Believe it, fellas. You really didn't impress her.
Hey, look, you know, now, I didn't get that. I think that she genuinely
liked hanging out over there. She was having a good time. No, what happened was this. She had some concerns.
There were real thoughts in her head of wanting to go over there. All
right, fine, but she had some concerns, and they didn't address those things.
Not this week.
That's the problem.
Well, look, let's...
They couldn't accommodate those concerns she had.
What concerns were those?
Well, the first being that whole podcast thing, that they still can't distinguish the fact. I don't think that bothers her. Yes, it does.
It bothers her tremendously.
What, that they couldn't...
That's a podcast?
It bothers her tremendously.
Yeah, I brought it up on their show.
Because they couldn't answer it.
They couldn't answer it.
What they did was they pretty much avoided the question. All right?
No, they just repeated what they've said in the past.
Which is nothing.
All right.
We just did it for promotional.
Nothing.
We just used it because we're ambitious.
Right, it was their ambition. But that's when the whole ambition conversation came up. And
you represented. Yo, yo.
And I had to say, then they said that Chris was lazy and that he doesn't do anything for the show.
They know it's not true. So.
Of course that's not true because Chris is constantly working on stuff. And I mentioned the whole Torian thing and the virtual radio, and they didn't know anything about that.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
And CEO just said, a.k.a. Rocket, said, who cares about ambitions? No, I'm not saying who cares about ambitions. What I'm saying is that was your explanation for trying to explain why you guys don't call yourself a podcast all year long, and then for 1 week or whatever it is, a year, all of a sudden you become a podcast. You can't really clarify that. You can't accept that. It's pathetic.
He says, what an idiot. All you care about is hearing yourself.
All right, mister. Jumping into everybody and going, what are you? Oh, my God!
What?
Who yells at the top of their lungs?
That was the other point
I brought up, I'm the only female voice on the show.
No, but not like that. I mean, who really wants to hear themselves when they go, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I don't want to hear myself, but I know I yell. I mean, I scream.
You do.
I mean, we have moments.
You hook me up to electrodes
to, you know, make sure I don't yell.
That's true. It was going to be a dog collar.
That would have been cool. I think we could still do it.
Wasn't
there supposed to be a stun gun or something?
It's over there.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't work.
But we can use it.
It works.
Yeah. No, but you are right, though, because you got to set it up and stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you want to just be able to push a button, you know?
The red button.
Yeah, I wanted to get a cattle prod, but Heidi said not to.
Well, I want
to
be conscious during
the show. A cattle prod? A what?
No, a cattle prod will fucking kill Rhodey and it'll stop.
Yeah, I want to be I figured it'd be funny if I dropped and then a couple of seconds later I get up and go back to the show.
Yeah,
if I'm unconscious for 3 hours... What good is that?
That wouldn't be good for the show.
No.
You would drop.
I mean, maybe it would be better. Who knows?
You would drop and you would not get up. It'll stop your heart. That fucking thing is designed to knock out a 2,000-pound animal.
Yeah.
You weigh, what, 190, 180?
Yeah.
You'd be knocked out out the window.
I'd be dead.
Yeah. No, but look.
It was obvious that the offer was given to her. She was liking a little bit what she was hearing. And it's always good to have options.
And I said I was going to have to reserve judgment. I was going to have to, you know, hold my decision until I had a chance to sleep on it and give it some thought. And as you can see, I'm sitting here. I'm hosting the show.
Yeah, but there's a difference between, like, you know, sitting somewhere and
coming back and saying, yeah, right. We housed those motherfuckers, right?
We housed them.
We must protect this house!
We co-housed them. No, but
I feel bad for Patrick because he picked the loser. Mm. I feel bad for him.
Backed the wrong horse.
And this is all I have to say to him.
Uh-oh.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
That's it.
Ever.
I understand that.
Patrick is the Fredo. And, you know, he understands now. He's
Pop. I'm not
now,
dumb.
You sure won't Pop. Hear a peep out of Patrick for sure a long, Pop. Long time.
No problem, Pop. Yeah, I'll get the card, Pop.
I sent him away. I sent him away. Mm. You won't hear from him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's if gone. If you're going to come
yeah,
see
really.
Mom.
He's away for a little while.
If you're going to come see you our won't. Mother.
You won't.
I want to know a day in advance, so I'm not there.
You good. Won't hear from him for a long, long time.
Wow.
He's not sleeping with the fishes, though. Yeah. Right?
No, he's not sleeping.
Hey, okay. Well, you know.
We're not going to get a Subway sandwich wrapped up in a bulletproof vest. Right?
I played Seen It with my daughter today, really? And that was one of the questions was, what movie is the line, Luca Brasi sleeping with the fishes?
Did you know it?
Yeah.
Did she know it?
No, but it was funny because the question she asked before that, I guessed Godfather 2.
Oh.
Okay.
And was wrong. So then when that came up and I was like, Godfather. And she was like, yeah.
So it's the Seen It is the video.
It's really, thing? Yeah, it's really
It's
cool.
a DVD.
It's
you
got
put in
cards.
A DVD.
So like depending on what you roll, you might have to answer a question off a card like yeah. any other kind of trivia game.
Right.
But if you roll an all play or my play, you get to watch something on the video.
I wonder if Lunatic Radio could even win that. Just
could they win Seen It?
Yeah.
The Seen It game?
I don't think they could.
I don't think they could really.
We should just see if we just throw a bunch of challenges at them. Trivial Pursuit, Monopoly, Life, whatever.
No, any what about game, Dark Tower, motherfucker?
Dark Tower, and let's just see if they can win anything.
Well, they don't claim to be smart.
Bucks,
that's
man.
Actually what they said was that you guys are smarter than them. And so if I did their show, I would seem even smarter.
Well, I don't say I don't think well, do we're wanna, smarter, so wanna, I think you look
be
just
a
smart here or over there
Hattie,
either way.
Hattie, do you want to be the queen of like just stupid people? Or you
want to
be challenged?
Well,
you
want to
be the challenged.
Queen. Look,
you
want
to be challenged. The, what's That's the, what it's about.
What's the phrase in the land of in a land of blind people, the one-eyed man is king?
Yes.
Not that you're a one-eyed man, but
right.
It would be easier.
Well, I'm
Who
not,
cares
I'm
if you get 90s and A's in the special ed class? You know, you want to get 90s and A's in the gifted class. You know what I'm saying?
The stupid hell. Who said that?
Huh?
What?
Queen of the stupid.
Or that.
The stupod.
Oh. That's very funny.
Oh, right. Queen. Oh, I can either be queen of the stupid or I can get hit, he's saying. It's like I'm here, I get hit.
Oh, right. Well, which one would you rather be?
But even if I didn't do the show, I'd be getting abused by Chris, so either way.
You know what, Heidi? I say follow your heart.
At least when I get abused on the air.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know, at least when I get abused on the air, I get all kinds of sympathy from people.
Right.
When I'm just here and we're not on the radio and Chris beats me, nobody feels bad because they don't know.
So Chris beats you.
Yes.
Well, I mean, isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
No.
What do you mean no? You know what I always think about when little things like that, like when women say stuff like that. You ever see Schindler's List?
Yeah.
All right. You ever see Schindler's List?
I did not see it.
Great movie. I bought it just because of the scene when all the chicks get naked and they rush into the room.
Oh,
okay.
Those were concentration camp victims.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were being rushed to the gas chamber.
But they lived. So there's a scene where
shower. For that gasoline.
But, wait, okay, go ahead, and I'm going to tell you
something.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So there's a scene, right, where this chick, who's, you know, she's cleaning up the Nazi guy's house or whatever. And the guy, you know, beats on her and stuff. So one day the girl just turns to him and says, you know, why do you beat me? So the guy's like, you know why I beat you? Because you ask me why I beat you. And then he fucking closes her. And the blood just, I was like.
I thought he was going to say, because I can.
No. Because that's That's not cool.
That's arrogance.
That's arrogance. That's not cool.
Look at this. Look at fucking Postal standing up for Heidi, saying, to get to Heidi, you have to beat me first.
Ah, Postal nice. Got some good arms.
Sweet. Postal's obviously on our side.
My heroine.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know the Germans actually had prostitutes that were, like, state-hired that they used in the concentration camps? That they used in the concentration...
What the fuck? Hey,
there's two of you.
That's little babs.
Fucking with you.
That's little babs in the chat room.
So you have to mute everybody that comes in?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's weird.
What happened?
They had state paid prostitutes mm-hmm. who worked, well, they worked in a number of different capacities. They worked for the army, where they slept with the soldiers so that the soldiers wouldn't go around raping women.
Right. Okay.
Raping women who were like Polish and not up to the Aryan standard
right.
and getting them pregnant because
right.
they didn't
you
want
can't
that.
Can't have a mix.
Right.
So even the prostitutes
had
to be
right.
Aryan.
But then they had prostitutes in the concentration camps to keep the morale up for them before they started offing everybody right. when they were still there working.
So wait, the Jews had access
they had,
to prostitutes?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, come on. You know, that's clean.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, sure. You know, not eating and being shot because you dropped a rake. Yeah. All right, give
dude,
me some
dude,
fucking
you know,
hairy,
you know what pain
nasty
in the ass is when
pussy.
You drop a rake and you're in the middle of doing something?
Listen, I broke a fucking jackhammer once. I know what you're
yeah,
talking.
The one that I rented from Home Depot when I was doing the concrete in front of my house.
Yeah, but you didn't have to. Nobody knew about that until just now.
Yeah, shit.
Until you just said it. So, I don't know.
Well, I think maybe we'll take a break.
All right, so are we, is the treaty signed? Are we?
It's over.
It's over.
It's obvious. It's over. They can't answer that one fucking question. They
right.
can't address it. Why they fight so hard not to be a podcast.
Even though it says it's a podcast on their website.
When they submit.
But I'm saying they're not a podcast. I mean, these guys, they're on live doing their thing. Another guy's like, what, 18 minutes or something? Like these onions
yeah,
and
Lunatic Radio is not a podcast. Just they want to be a podcast for the podcast awards.
All right.
It doesn't make any sense. Why do that to yourself?
I got you.
Why do it? This whole war was started because I think it's pathetic that they would subject themselves to that. And they still can't address it.
You started the war?
This is great.
No, they did.
Oh, they started the war. Oh, okay, all right.
I had an opinion, and then they came back and said we were unfunny or whatever. We were wacky.
It was unprovoked.
Yeah, okay.
And now they can't.
Right,
that our show isn't a comedy show. It's
right.
a chaos show
All I did was state facts.
And we're just defending
that's
ourselves.
That's all I did.
I get it. All right, now I feel okay about it.
Yeah, of course. That's why I don't feel any guilt, you know?
Well,
JAMA was promotional, and it works. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that they're in a category with a bunch of fucking losers. And they're obviously better than those shows, but yet they still continue to go for it and lose to shows that are subpar.
Kieran says chaos radio equals interns doing radio.
That's good.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds about
I
right.
I agree with that.
Sure.
That's
all right.
That's fine. What are you guys? Losers doing radio.
Zero
losers.
0-9.
Losers doing
zero
radio.
0-9.
Losers.
0-9.
Except Heidi.
Except Heidi. That's good. Fucking Kieran. It's hard to be mad at the fucking guy. It's good.
So for now, we call a truce with them.
Let's lay this bitch to rest.
I don't know if we call a truce. That's for them. They gotta call the truce.
You're saying
they gotta play that spot. They gotta play that spot I played.
Those are the conditions for surrender.
I see.
Well, four straight shows every break. They gotta play that spot. Hmm. And then that's how they end the war. Because they said they would end the war when they won. They
but
claimed that they were going to win.
And that would have been the end of the war.
And they were going to shit on the award
right.
mm-hmm.
on a picture of myself.
Oh, Kieran says how buckle fuck yourself.
Oh, well. See, that's just squelching. That's a sore loser right there. Not only is he a loser, but he's a sore loser.
Well, after 9 times.
Nine times
you're going to be sore after
the
9 times.
The least you can do is concede and play
the... I knew
this,
a girl.
Nine times is a lie. You know?
Well, at least you can do is concede and play the spot. And that's it. We call the truce.
It's easy.
We're a happy family.
Listen, according to Kieran, the war continues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's alright, you know.
You
I
want
thought,
it like this.
Alright, you know, I
if you want it like this.
Try, you know, I was trying to end it. I was trying to say let's make the truce, right. But I guess the war's on.
Yeah, let's
if you want it
I
like
guess
this.
It's still
let's
going.
Take a, let's take a break, go to the war room, like mm-hmm. Heidi said.
Oh, and when we come back, I'm gonna talk about how I jinxed myself, on the Lunatic Radio Show. Mm. My punishment for doing the Lunatic Radio Show.
Hey everybody, listen to lunaticradio.com where you'll hear this. They're so bad they couldn't even win a shitty podcast award. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8. Only on cringehumorradio.com.
Following is a paid advertisement.
Hey, Connie.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Connie, do you know what I love?
What's that, Brad?
America.
Oh, come on, Brad. We all love America.
All right, you got me. But you know what I love almost as much as I love America? Listening to the president deliver the same speech about Iraq over and over again.
Well, that's great for you, Brad. But what if you're like me, a housewife and a mother of five who gets tired of listening to the same speeches over and over again?
Well, then you'll love, now that's what I call nonsense. All of the president's speeches about Iraq set to the popular music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
That sounds too good to be true.
You'll get all the president's speeches, including...
We're fighting terrorists there so that we don't have to fight them here. Let's continue fighting the terrorists there, not here. Here is different from there. They're there and we're here, so let's keep it that way. Is the fighting over here? I don't think so. Here, there, and everywhere, except here. And this classic you might remember from Air Supply.
Fighting them there so we don't fight them here. So stay over there, cause there isn't here.
To tell me that I can hear the same meaningless drivel that the president and his cronies use every day to hide the fact that he has no idea what he's doing and that there's no end to the bloodshed in sight? Set to popular music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s? I don't believe it.
Well, maybe a little Bob Seger will change your mind.
We're fighting them there, so we don't fight them here.
How much would you be willing to pay for this amazingly mundane collection?
$50?
No, not $50. That's idiotic. What are you, an idiot? It's $15. $15. That's what market retail value will allow.
You're right, Brad. That's a great bargain.
Not only that, but if you act now, we'll throw in another album for free. Pure horseshit, a second volume of meaningless speeches and repetitive nonsense from our commander-in-chief. You'll get...
Pulling out of Iraq now would send a bad message. We can't pull out now. Pull out of Iraq? What are you, retarded? We're going to be withdrawing from Iraq. No, not really. All those willing to leave Iraq, step forward. Not so fast, America. And a special little number we all know and love.
Leave it now, we'll be out of line. Since that's not what the war's about. Ain't no way that we're pulling out. No, 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 pulling out. No way, no how we're pulling out. No, 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 no.
Wow. What a collection of horseshit. At these prices, you can bet that they won't last for long.
Unfortunately, Connie, I get the feeling that they'll probably be around for a couple more years.
What? I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it? It's political satire. It's a joke. It's on... forget it!
Send check or money order to... Now that's what I call nonsense. Care of White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C.
Before this, I never met anyone who accepted me for who I am.
I knew she was the one for me as soon as I set eyes on her.
It's amazing when you just click.
With other girls, I always have to watch my back. But with her, I never worry. She's all mine.
He just took me in his arms and said, "This is it."
For an insecure guy like me, a good-looking girl can be more of a burden than a joy. I mean, look what I found through asymmetry. This girl's such a mess. I'll never have to worry about other guys hitting on her.
Nobody ever made me feel the way he makes me feel.
And the greatest thing is, I can treat her like crap. And as long as I tell her she's beautiful once a week, she'll do anything I ask. Anything.
Asymmetry.com's detailed questionnaire is scientifically designed to find you your perfect mate. We're introducing happy couples every day. Isn't it time you tried Asymmetry?
Thank you, Asymmetry.
All right, pipe down.
Sorry, I'm sorry. A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night, an orgasm, I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
Yo, Cannabis, man, what's up, man? I caught you on that cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch-ass niggas, you know me, talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But beep game, man, they been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. You know what I mean? But they can't hurt us, man. We gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in there. Move that head, man. Come on to me, man. But when you come, man, you gotta come for blood, man. Come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. Niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MCs for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you the hand.
Yo,
I'ma stuff,
let
man.
The world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you laser vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I study your background. Read the book that you wrote. Served your footnotes. About how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drunk free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches to see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got skills. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels. From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start, nigga.
You just hold it right there. We got another nigga with the fighter and the blue trunks. If I see one more of those, you're out of here, fella. You understand? You'll be disqualified. Stop being a bitch. We can't see fight.
Yo, Cannabis, man, you gotta hit harder than that, man. You don't want no bitch-ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out. But don't come out at all.
Yo, you better give me the respect that I deserve. Well, I'ma take about four. Blast you with a 45 Colt. Make you somersault. Shock you with a couple hundred thousand ball thunderbolts. Before you wanted the ball, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass push. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life. Cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his soul, rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, now at least I know what beef is. It's not what I would call this. See, this is something different. A faggot nigga trying to make a living off of dissing. Somebody that he gotta know is better than him. But he feeling himself cause he got more cheddar than him. Well, let me tell you something. You might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skill to eat a nigga's ass like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick the first. Fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'll even wait for the studio audience to applaud.
Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third born, make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan so he can persuade me to squash it. I say nah, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself. Train to run 20 miles of soft sand, on or off land. Programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spit it some whack shit and probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that, cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you. And I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new lyrical weight champion by second round knockout, 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Can I bomb?
Yo, Cannabis, man, you moving like my Tiger King, man. You're in and out and you're agile with your flow, man. But dig, right? You got to meet, man. That's your name, Cannabis. Your whole agenda is to eat these niggas, man. They have no business to be on the same stage with you, holding a mic with you.
Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show. You're hearing Heidi, Alex, and Rodian.
We are.
We're over!
On this
rainy Friday bitches.
Night. Yes, we're ending the war. But I just have to say that...
We eat MCs with lunch, breakfast, and dinner!
MC.
Oh, F you, do you love me?
So I went on that's great.
Cannabis is hit wool.
I would very much like to punch her in the face. I think that she would like it very much if I put some lipstick on my boxing glove and applied her makeup
with my fist.
I would definitely knock her out. The best punch I had to was when Robin Givens asked me for a tuna fish sandwich.
I fuck her till she loved me.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what, man? When I saw Tyson going nuts, and
he's the real deal, dude.
Dude, oh, yeah, without a doubt. And he was telling that reporter that
come
he was
up
like,
here.
Come up here and I will fuck you till you love me. You know what that means? When you're fucking raping somebody.
I mean,
somebody
he's good in bed.
On one last thing, they played the clip of me, you know, fighting Heidi.
Yeah.
And they thought I'd be ashamed or something.
Right.
In the chat room, I just kept saying, best punch I ever threw.
People would think that you would be ashamed of having.
Why should I be?
Beaten me and making me cry and have me nurse a cracked rib for the next 3 months.
You should be, you that's right.
I did have a cracked rib, yeah.
Where did you get that?
Look, all I'm saying is, White Ninja, we just saw the fucking trailer for that. Goddamn Force Unleashed.
Oh, yeah. White Ninja brought up the new Star Wars game in the chat room, and Alex had heard about it, but had forgotten to share it.
I my lid when he reminded me about it. I was like, dude, you gotta... No, we gotta see it now. No, we gotta come back from it. No, because, dude, now.
I heard that you're supposed to be able to do a lot of shit in this game, you know, because... You know, I like Star Wars, like, yeah, I'm a nerd or whatever, but it's like every time
you're a nerd?
Yeah.
What does that make me? A nerd?
You know, I don't, what do you call that? See, I don't like nerds. So I don't know if I'm a nerd, but I know about all science fiction and stuff and all this good stuff. But so in any of these movies or anything like that, you see like
Force.
I remember years ago before even episode one came out, I was like, oh yeah, you're not. I read an article. It's like you're gonna see
George
Jedi.
Lucas
you're gonna see Jedi do what they're supposed to
Jedi
do.
Jedi in the perimeter line.
And then you see it, and it's like
Jedi
this
did.
Sucks, man. This fucking blows. But in this game,
it sucked and it blows.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's gone from suck to blow.
Oh okay.
It's a sign like, hey, you know, it looks like these guys are gonna be able to do shit that they
were
supposed to
do, dude.
And I just saw a little bit of this trailer
and I was like, holy shit! He pulls a Star Destroyer out of the fucking sky. Ugh! I wish I had that kind of power. Oh, my fantasy world.
Yeah. So I thought I was cool telling a pants shitting story.
What?
On Lunatic Radio Show. And I said, the story's never been told on the air before.
Tell the original story.
I gave you an exclusive.
Nah, for what? She's got something else. Much
something better?
Yeah.
Something better than a crap story?
Yeah, it's another.
I said I gave you an exclusive. I never told this story on the radio before. Besides, those guys don't want to hear it, blah, blah, blah. Right? Okay. So, and then I said... it's been a long time since I shit my pants. But, you know, pants shitting stories are my favorite thing. I fucking got punished. I jinxed myself.
God said, oh, you think you're off scot-free?
Dude. Yeah,
have some of this. There's some chocolate syrup in your butt.
Thursday morning. Yesterday morning. Mm. God damn it.
you're reliving
I
it?
Didn't see this coming. I was wearing...
You did not see shit
coming. I didn't see it coming.
You know it's coming.
You never had a wet fart, dude?
Dude, I just know.
Yes, you have.
No, yeah. What do you mean? What's a wet fart?
Just a fart is when you fart and
it's wet.
Yeah.
So that's a wet fart.
Does the shit come out?
No, a tiny, tiny bit.
No, I don't. No, that
normally doesn't happen to me. I don't normally have problematic. I don't shart. I don't have problematic farts.
Right. Problematic
shit farts. It doesn't
sphincter.
This doesn't normally happen to me. When I shit my pants, it's like, oh my god, I gotta shit. It hurts so bad. I gotta find a bathroom, and then I don't find one in time, and I shit my pants. That's normally how it happens for me. Okay.
So what happened this time?
Yes. How is this different?
I'm wearing like boxer briefs, like girls, little boy shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuck on, sister.
And like lounge pants. And I'm sitting at my computer yesterday morning. It was before I went into work. I had just eaten a bowl of Raisin Bran.
Two scoops.
And scoops of raisins. And
Raisin Bran.
And I'm sitting there because it was breakfast.
And raisins are good.
And I like Raisin Bran. And
anything with bran, you know, you gotta stay away from.
You know, it's problems.
No, but she's never had that problem before.
I just was gonna let some gas go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the? Like, I felt like...
You got a little taller in your seat?
Yeah.
Really?
And I was like, I think might have just happened? And like, as like it started to come out, and I was like, whoa.
Wait.
Like, it. You know how sometimes if you have a fart and it, like...
It's right on deck.
It like fills up your butt cheeks and you feel like there might be something in your pants, but then you go to the bathroom and there's nothing there.
Right, it's just gas.
Yeah, no. And I'm hoping that's what it is. And I ran to the bathroom and I pulled down my pants and oh my god. It was what they wrote those diarrhea plop plop songs about. You don't know it's there till you check your underwear.
When you're going up a ladder and you hear something splatter?
When you're sliding into home and your pants are full of foam.
Hmm. Interesting.
Some people think it's gross, but it's really good on toast.
People think it's funny, but it's really wet and runny. Diarrhea.
Cha-cha.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
And it was so...
And you weren't even wearing
underwear.
And
I really wanted to keep my little shorts, but I had to discard them.
Yeah, you don't...
I don't get it. You're like a fucking... This is the story you told on Monday on Lunatic Radio, 9 p.m. Monday nights, consumer radio. It's, it was basically... You know, like you were five years ago, whatever, you had crazy night or whatever, concert, drinking, whatever the fuck. This was just nothing.
Right.
You would think 5 years later, whatever, it's like 5 years later.
Yeah.
Right? You think you'd be a grown woman and you could fucking handle things like that.
You would think a woman my age would have,
what's going on with you?
33 years old, you can't tell the difference between a fart and...
Right? Right? What the hell is that? And if somebody else told me that, I would be like, that's fucked up. What the fuck is wrong
with
that girl?
You nasty.
Yeah, she's nasty. No. And it was such a disgusting mess, and thank God I was home because I was able to get right in the shower and hose that shit off.
But see, that's the thing though, you were lucky.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were in the car on the highway.
You see, yes.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was not fun.
You were in the car.
See,
because
I can't go outside my house. Yeah. I got
to
be home.
Rodian has this thing.
All right.
Yeah, he has this thing
about
public restrooms.
Yeah, because I'm not looking to get some disease or something.
But you don't get diseases off the seat.
I can't do it. Well, you never know, man. You never know.
Okay.
Me and Alex used to work together in this old job. So I used to jet out to school after work at 7 in the morning, and I would bring him.
Be like, hey, you want to ride?
You want to ride? Like, all right. You want to ride home? He's like, yeah. And I take him out to Nassau.
Yeah, I got to go to school first. And where's your school in Long Island? Ah, okay. You're giving me a ride. I guess I can't really say anything.
So I jet out to Long Island, and then you know. Class is done. I have one class where we get back in the car. We're heading back to Queens or whatever. And all of a sudden, it just fucking hit me, man. And I'm just like, holy shit, dude. Dude, this is bad. This is fucking
impending.
Bad.
It's fucking bad.
We hit a little bit of traffic on the LIE.
Mm-hmm.
And you had that old Mustang. Those seats, they don't recline. The old seats don't really recline. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting in the passenger seat. and I'm looking at this guy basically standing against the firewall, and what, you know, and his foot is all the way on the brake because he's like,
'cause I'm clenching.
He's like a stick that goes from the headrest to the fucking gas.
He was a plank.
And he's leaning back and he's barely reaching the fucking steering wheel. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, are you all right, man? Yo, you know how the cops pull up to a crime scene? They just and they throw open the doors and they run out.
Yeah,
that's what he did at his house. He came up on the sidewalk, ran inside.
I pulled into my driveway. I left the car running.
I'm like, where you going?
I ran. I fucking ran.
Sam in the chat room says sharks can be deceptive.
They are deceptive.
Did you make it though?
I made it. Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, I made it. Because I've had that happen a bunch of times. I used to have it happen all of a sudden in junior high school. I had to stop eating Cheerios. Because I would be on the bus, and then they make you wait.
Once the
bus pulls into the school parking lot, you gotta wait for the lineup, and like, oh, it's not your turn to get off the bus yet, and I'd be dying on the bus.
And you can feel your stomach going.
I'd have to run right into the bathroom, and I would miss homeroom and part of first period.
I have a confession to make. I've had diarrhea for the last 2 days, alright, because I ate some really nasty meat yesterday.
Thanks for sharing.
And nothing. I don't allow myself.
That's fine. When I have diarrhea, that same thing happens to me.
Yeah, but wait, but I had to go to work. I had, like, I don't have a choice. I know, like, something's gonna happen, but I'm gonna be able to deal with it.
White Ninja, I shit myself once in ninth grade. I was on a city bus. Yes! That's awesome.
See, fellow shitters unite.
Thank you. I love pants shitting stories, and I love it when I tell one and I get other people to share their stories.
Can I tell a story?
You really gotta practice bowel control.
But I haven't shit my pants in 5 years.
Well, obviously you can't fucking handle it.
It's a 5 year span, bro.
You can't handle the poop.
You can't handle the poop.
When's the last time you peed the bed?
I don't even remember. I don't know.
Whatever it was probably when you were a kid, right?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. At some point, it stopped, right?
Yeah.
And now you have control over it.
Sure.
And you don't just pee in the bed. You actually get up.
Well, I don't just shit my pants all the time.
I think you do. I think you just... Like, look, at some point, you stop shitting your pants. All right? At some point in your life, you stop shitting your pants. You haven't done that yet. You haven't grasped that idea.
But it's not like I was on drugs, you know, and like not in my right mind.
Exactly.
Look, I thought I was farting. I didn't know.
Right, she didn't shit her pants. She didn't just say, I gotta go.
Isn't there a thing like sometimes where you get so fucking wasted where you wake up in your own filth?
That happens.
Yeah.
I mean.
That hasn't happened to me. Not to me.
I've never experienced that.
Sam says you should get some Depends.
And?
They're dependable.
Oops, I crapped my pants.
I mean, I know other people who have done this, you know, they go, I'm gonna chip out a fart and you know,
it's a wet fart. That's why they call them wet farts.
But this was more. This was more than a
you
wet
shat,
fart.
Yeah.
I actually pooped my
you
pants.
Shat. I had a well in basic training. There was this guy that after we went out drinking, he came back to the barracks and his roommate in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, he's yelling in the fucking hallway. Mm-hmm. And we came out, and this guy had just... He came home drunk, fully clothed, got into his bunk, and shitted all over himself. I mean, like...
That's not cool.
Like, do you see Train Spotting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's...
Just like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He picked up the sheet that was on top of him was covered in shit. So under him, it was... When I was a kid, I was playing at a friend's house. This is my story. This is my true story.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 4 years old. No. And this is my true story. No, when I was probably about 10 years old, and this kid had just bought the new X-Wing, the one with the R2-D2 that you press down.
And then the wings come up.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I was at his house, and I was playing with his Star Wars, and he probably lived about 3 blocks away. Okay, and I just felt the bubbling. You know how it sounds like your stomach is churning, but it's your ass.
You're filling up the hopper. I call it filling up the hopper.
Getting one on deck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was, you know, I was like, wow, this is cool. This is, and I was like, I gotta go. I gotta go to the bathroom, but I don't want to leave. This guy got such cool toys. But I had to go. But I got down his stairs. I walked 2 blocks. The middle of the block to my house.
Yeah.
I couldn't hold it anymore.
And there it went, right?
And you know, once the floodgates open,
that's it.
I filled my underwear, dude, and I had to go up six flights. And when you try to run, it's worse because the stomach, it's like the pressure in your stomach is just like pushing down on your colon. And
were
like,
you walking funny in the streets? Like
I was walking like a pimp with my legs really close together, short steps.
He's a smooth walker.
Exactly. But going up the steps, he's a private.
Who's the man whose ass is up filled with shit?
Well, your ass could have been that cool Death Star ray. Fuck your X-Wing, nigga. Shit on his X-Wing.
So I shit on your X-Wing, nigga.
That's from Siam in the chat room.
Yeah.
I came up the stairs, and fortunately the bathroom was right by the front door. It was like one door opened, the other door opened, and the bathroom door closed. I pulled down my pants, and whatever was left in my ass, maybe like two or three.
Like a drop, right?
Two or three turds. Yeah. They were turds, dude. Mm. It was like soft serve in my pants, but it wasn't delicious, and it wasn't cold. And it was covered in peanuts. So
You see what you do?
I finished
up. You see what you start?
Yeah.
I've been holding this story back.
Siam brings up another good point. Don't you just love it when you make it just in time to the bathroom?
Yeah.
You know what's the worst?
As you're pulling down your pants, and you see
he's like,
boom,
ah.
It just comes out, man. Like it was.
Yeah, so right. That's how it usually goes.
Right, except you just let it go.
I don't just let it go.
Like a 75-year-old woman.
Stupid.
So I said, stupid, that's good.
It's good. Shut up,
that's probably the funniest thing you said in a long time. Right? So I got into the bathroom. I took off my pants. I finished up. My underwear was like
My underwear was
like a sling. I took off my shoes and my socks came off with the pants and I threw them out the window.
Out the window!
Did you check to see where they landed?
No. they probably, you know how people have the clothesline?
Yeah. They probably landed on somebody's clean clothes.
Somebody's like, somebody pulled in the clean clothes.
Like,
I thought I washed these
fucking covetous, man.
I don't remember putting shitted pants on the line.
Is that the same kid that you went back to his house and you robbed him for his Star Wars toys?
Dude.
Is it?
No,
it's not.
It's right. Another Star Wars kid.
Okay. That's another kid? Fucking guy, man.
Yeah, his father was a cop. And his father showed up at our house.
My mom
almost broke my arm. And my younger brothers and sisters were my cover.
Oh, they backed you up?
No, they didn't. I gave a false
name.
Wow,
some cover, man.
I gave a false name. They gave real names. But they were little kids. They didn't know the lie. It's like, what are you guys doing out here at this time? And where do you live?
The only time I ever did it was when I was I was in kindergarten. And
didn't let you go.
It was, yeah.
Why don't they let you go, man?
And then I held it until the end of the school day. Everyone's lining up to go out. And I shit. And everyone's like trying to talk to me.
The turds were lining up.
All the kids were trying. And I know, like, it could not have been pleasant. So I said, just get away from me.
Don't come near me.
He's like, well, what's the matter? I'm like, just get away from me.
You don't want none of this.
I just want to go home. I'm just like,
that's good, man.
I don't want anyone near me. And the good thing about being a latchkey kid at fucking 4 years old was that I could walk home alone.
You had run to the house.
Thank God that day no one jumped me.
They would have
beat the shit out. Oh, forget it.
Yeah. I think it would have been repellent, actually. I think maybe that's why no one came.
They would have been like, ugh, this kid's shitting.
Someone you were leaving wolf. Like a vapor trail behind you.
So. Mm-hmm.
Were there dogs following you?
There was a time I was in Martin Luther High School in the grass area or whatever, and I was with Brent.
Okay.
And we were all playing football.
Uh-huh.
So after you're done playing football, you get a couple of games, and then out of nowhere, whoever's holding the ball, you hear somebody scream, kill the man with the football!
Right.
So you all start charging that one guy with the football, you all fucking start tackling him and throw him to the ground. So unfortunately, the one kid that had the football was like, I don't know, he was like 12 or something, he was a little kid.
I know what happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We fucking piled on this kid, alright? And I guess the weight, he just couldn't hold it. I guess it was just too much pressure on his stomach. And he shit himself.
You literally squeezed the shit out of him.
You had the kid who was holding the ball, and then you had another kid on top of him and the rest of us. So the guy that was on top of the kid, immediately on top of the kid, he was like, get off me! He shit himself. Get off me. He stinks, but nobody got off because you wanted him to fucking deal with it. Get off me. It's, oh, this kid stinks. He shit himself. The kid that shit himself was just smiling, like, just holding on to the football.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh my god, oh, dude.
What a big man you are. Hey, let me.
Oh, that's good shit, man. Oh.
I had a time, I was with my cousin. I cut out of school, he cut out of work, and we were in Long Island.
Vito.
Okay. Alright.
Dude, because Vito looks exactly like what his name sounds like.
Alright.
He's Italian dude.
Yeah.
So go ahead, tell the story.
So you know, I cut out of school, he cut out of work, and we went to like Toys R Us, and the whole thing was that we went to, in Long Island there was a McDonald's that was all you can eat hotcakes until like 10 in the morning or something like that for like 99 cents.
Free refills.
So we fucking loaded up on all these pancakes and sausages and hash browns. So we jumped in the car, we wanted to go catch a movie and stuff like that. So as we're driving, we're talking or whatever. He's like, yeah, you know, this, that, and the other thing. He's like, oh, I gotta take a shit. I was like, okay.
Just came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, all right? This kid pulls into a fucking Kmart parking lot. I'm like 14, 15.
And he leaves you in the car.
He jumps out of the car while it's still running.
That's always the move.
I see this like 6'1" animal running into fucking Kmart. And I'm in the passenger seat just sitting there. I'm like, okay.
He's an animal.
So he runs in. It's like maybe 20-25 minutes later, I'm sitting, you know, where you're not supposed to park. He just pulled up right in front of Kmart.
He's like, watch the car.
He didn't even say anything to me. He just ran. He comes out of Kmart. He's got his jacket over his left leg, covering the front of his left leg. I was like, I knew right away
what the fuck.
He pulled his jacket away, and there was a shit line all down his right leg.
He didn't make it.
Dude, he said he got into the stall. It was his belt that he couldn't get off. He couldn't get his belt off, but he was right in the stall. He closed the door. He had his back, his ass towards the pole. He just couldn't get his belt off.
He should have worked the belt in the parking lot.
That's what I was saying.
You gotta stop the panic.
Yeah.
Seatbelts save lives, but belts keep the shit in.
So that approach I took in kindergarten, I did the same approach years later. But I didn't shit my pants.
Oh my
He held it together?
Yeah, but I had another reason for using that approach. Was that I was coming home from the South Street Seaport.
Uh-huh.
It was me and my ex-girlfriend, and we were on the train, and I fucking made the mistake of eating lobster ravioli.
Ooh, delicious.
Lobster ravioli?
Pasta and
not only
fish,
that, but it really sucked too. It wasn't that good.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, in the train, and I'm like feeling the raw, like, fuck, man, I'm not gonna last. I'm like, I'm feeling it. Yeah, the
rumblings are just there.
So we get off the train, and for no reason whatsoever, I tell her, hey, why don't you just go ahead and walk? I'm gonna go to the store. I'm gonna go, cause it was like maybe like,
don't tell me.
It was like about 10 to 12 blocks, and there was no way I was gonna make from the train station.
So what did you do?
Alright, so there was no way I was gonna make it.
You went?
And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, just fucking go. Don't you
yeah, just do as I tell you.
Just listen.
She's like, you're such an asshole. I'm like, just fucking get out of here.
Do as I say.
I don't want to see you right now. I don't want to see you.
You understand that? You disgust me right now. Just walk.
it's an emergency.
What is it supposed to do?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can't. No, you can't tell.
Yes, you can.
You can tell a girl when you're...
She's a cunt anyway. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I guess that's all right.
So... So I just thought, just go home. I'll meet you there in a few minutes. I'm gonna go pick up some fucking shit. The girl, just go home. Go. And I just stood in one spot and watched.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Coast
right?
is clear.
I watched her walk away, and she kept looking back. She kept looking back,
and she was like deer eyes, right?
And I'm like, yes. And I just run, and I find the first fucking like
bush,
set
bush of bushes,
dirt,
right.
whatever.
Oh, right.
Like a
let it
fucking
go, man.
Dog.
Listen,
what am I supposed to do?
In the street.
What are you supposed to do? I'm not gonna fucking just shit on myself. I'm not Heidi.
You said there's no stores or anything.
I don't shit on myself on purpose.
I think.
But
just,
I would be like.
I think you just give up and you let it go.
No, it's not what it is.
Oh, I can't fight anymore.
Shit, that's crazy shit.
So
man.
Warm. And
that's.
Wet.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Zion wants to know if we send all our shitty fans to Jersey.
Nah. They already got enough smell.
Yeah, they got enough problems.
Do you think
there.
When Michael Vick was drowning the dogs in the swimming pool, do you
did?
Think they shit themselves
they
in the
did.
Swimming
Is
pool?
They probably did. When he knew that the
what,
end was
what
coming.
Did, what exactly?
Do you think maybe that was part of it for him? Maybe he liked it when they would lose control of their bodily functions and the shit and piss would just run out of their bodies.
Sure. As he's choking them out.
You disgust me!
So tell the story, because...
Good segue, though.
I didn't really...
No, that was good. That's why I was saying.
We were talking about dogs.
You suck, Chris.
Your fault. I think we all suck at it, so...
Yeah, but that was actually good. That's why
that,
I was saying.
That
good
was
segue.
A good
yeah.
segue. You weren't being facetious. Right.
Just walk! Just do as I tell you!
You gotta admit, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, what was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do?
Babe, I'm not feeling well. Stay right here. I gotta go.
No, I can't admit to her.
You can't admit that.
I can't admit to her that I'm going to take a shit. No, she's not like you. She's not accepting of this. She's a cunt. You understand? She wouldn't understand.
That's why she's a rex,
right? She wouldn't understand why I had to take a shit in the street. She wouldn't understand that.
She would've been like, that's disgusting.
You can't fucking wait.
You can't you wait? What are you, some kind of animal?
Don't you understand? I'm sick.
Sometimes you can't wait.
Yeah, but she
really
wouldn't understand. She would be stupid about it, and she'd laugh at me and make fun of people.
And then when she took the fist to the head, it'd be his fault.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
See?
He was doing her a favor.
What was this?
Just do as I tell you.
What was this supposed to be nice to her? I think you should just go home, and I'll meet you there. See, she wasn't going to let that happen.
Look, all I'm saying is.
Saying what?
Michael Vick deserves whatever he gets. Okay, animal cruelty. You know what dog spelled backward is?
What? God?
Yeah, God.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Dogs, animals don't have any souls, according
they
to
They do have souls.
All right, says you.
Yeah, says me, God.
I'm not, listen, and? Look, I'm not saying, look, the guy goes from, I didn't do anything, you know, I'm going to prove my innocence.
And now
wait until
it comes
old,
out.
And now he's going to, he, look, he's going to plead and all that.
He deserves what he gets. I was thinking, you know what? Fine, on the off season you're bored, like Chris said, there's a proxy thing where if you're in a violent sport or if you're in a violent line of
like
business.
I said, I think it was like 3-4 shows ago, and when I said why that they had this mentality is because they're contractually obligated to do nothing.
Right.
Yeah, but
they can't
be
physical.
Yeah, listen,
they can't.
You got,
but they can
got,
project.
And then they're expected to kill when the season starts.
Yeah, look, I understand.
This guy kills off-season.
I don't justify what he did.
I'm not
this.
The guy's
but
an,
that's where
the guy's
it comes
an
from.
Athlete. He's trained to hurt other people. But, okay. You know, in the off-season, that doesn't give you any right to take...
To hurt an animal.
Because the truth of it is, you take a guy, an average person, against any kind of animal... Even a fucking piece of shit dog or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll hurt you. Yeah, that fucking animal's gonna hurt
my
you.
My dog can outrun me, and she got 4 little short legs.
Yeah.
And she can run like a maniac.
But people are getting Vic back.
Oh, they are?
How?
It was coming out of the Michael Vick case. Donations are flowing into the Atlanta Humane Society.
That's how they're getting him.
That's
back.
Not how they're getting the clip stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's cool.
Clip stuff.
Right there.
That's good. Society.
All right.
Okay, so we know
God
that they're donating.
God damn you!
We know that they're donating.
Damn you, Ted Turner!
Well, there is some good news coming out of the Michael Vick case. Donations are flowing into the Atlanta Humane Society from across the country, and you'll never guess what people are sending. John Bachman, live outside the Humane Society in Northwest Atlanta.
Dog carcasses?
At Team 2 coverage. John.
John, the Humane Society is probably the last place you'd expect to see one of these, a Michael Vick jersey. But believe it or not, there are at least a dozen here right
Leaving
now.
Dead carcasses with Vick
jerseys. Oh, wow, I told you about
the players are actually putting them to good use.
Yeah, when I first saw them, I was kind of shocked. I was like, why do they have Vick jerseys here?
Michael Vick is innocent until proven guilty, but his association with men pleading guilty to federal dogfighting charges make the number 7 jersey an unexpected find at the Atlanta Humane Society.
At first we were like, I wonder what we're going to use this for.
And then they kept coming, about a dozen
Neuter
or
Vick.
So, from people wanting to make good from a bad situation. Some of the jerseys came with money, some came with notes. In fact, the Humane Society is getting flooded with emails about Vick. So just what are volunteers doing with the jerseys?
wiping their asses.
We discovered, like, any donation that we get, that's any type of shirt or towel, that we put it to good use here at the Atlanta Humane Society. Come we're on. Always using things look to clean kennels, use for bedding and stuff like that.
Did she say cleaning kennels?
You sure did, Bob. You heard right.
to these jerseys, they go into our general rotation of towels.
This dog seems to like his new pillow.
Look at him. What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
If things are being used for good, which he hasn't done, then that's great. I mean, if they're going to be used to make the dogs more comfortable or to clean up after them, then that's fine.
Clean up, baby.
Now, of course, all of this means a lot more to the people than it does to the puppies. They're just happy to be getting all of this attention. Well,
I told you there was a ballpark somewhere that was letting you bring your dogs to the park and then asking people to bring their Michael Vick jerseys with them so that they could hand them out to the people with the dogs to pick up the dog shit with.
Wow.
Look. Isn't that the same difference of like when years ago when, you know.
Free OJ?
No, people were like hating certain records and they would just take all these records and put them on the floor.
Yeah,
and
get
a steamroller to roll. What did that do? It didn't do anything.
It broke up a bunch of...
It did nothing is what it did.
It created a lot of litter.
That's all it did. More trash for the environment is what it did.
So these buddies of Michael Vick, who go by the nicknames Q, P-Funk, and T, and of course, as you know, Michael Vick's nickname, Ookie, which it really bothers him when anybody but his mom calls him Ookie, apparently. But,
I guess it's because he's so spooky.
Spooky Ookie.
Really ought to see him.
And they had their company was called Bad News with a Z News Kennels.
That's to make it urban.
Yeah, right. Like you know when they sometimes you see like in records boys. Like it's guns mm-hmm.
or boys.
Why is it gonna be a racial thing? Why is it gonna be a racial thing?
No, nobody mentioned race.
Nobody said racial until you did.
It's in your head.
It's urban.
Urban people. Yeah, so people live in urban environments all the time.
So they would put them. they started putting the dogs through these testing sessions, which they called rolling the dogs. And, yo, we're gonna roll the dogs today, and dogs who didn't perform up to their standards,
up to par,
were put to death by drowning or hanging various.
Do you know what
they hang them by the legs like rabbits?
Various methods, including hanging and drowning.
Do you know what rolling is? I'm asking.
They're saying rolling the dogs.
Oh, that's the test?
Testing them.
Hanging them?
No.
Rolling.
The punishment was hanging them. They would test them. They would put them,
to fight. Okay,
test their aggression.
I see.
Rolling them.
Okay. All right. And then they would, the ones who didn't perform, they would kill.
Right, so these
and not by just putting their fucking pitiful lives to a quick and merciful end.
No, they would hang them, drown them, or whatever else they were doing to them.
Hey, right. Innocent until proven guilty.
Right,
he's about to plead, man.
His boys.
Oh, he's definitely about to plead.
His boys are pleading guilty, but he's pleading innocent. What does that mean?
He's hoping that his boys are gonna take the rap for him. It ain't gonna happen because no, they are definitely not gonna want to go to jail for this guy. And it's not even jail. That's prison, motherfucker.
He's going to have to give up a lot of cash.
I mean, he's going to walk.
And then according to this 12-page document that has been published, they talked about the different fights that they would travel to out of state and, like, exactly who. And
oh, these guys are giving up the store.
Oh, yeah. They give it all up.
Yeah. And they said that Vic was mostly or solely responsible for funding the whole operation.
Of course, because he's probably the big shot.
But he wasn't just funding it.
He was also participating in all of it.
There's no way that guy would not go to that house or whatever and not see what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean? That's like saying that he was never there.
Yeah, and according to them, they're putting it out there. They're naming him and saying,
he went
with us on this trip.
Right.
Here's a picture of us all with this dog.
What a fucking scumbag.
I guarantee you this guy was probably, when all this shit was going down, he's probably telling his boys, listen, you know, something happens, I can't be in with this. No, don't worry about it, kid.
Don't worry about it. Nothing's going
to
happen.
Cyan wants to know if they're snitching. Ain't that a rap commandment of something?
Yeah, what's his name? Fabulous said to stop snitching.
Yeah, what happens to snitches?
But these aren't rappers.
Snitches get stitches.
That's what I heard, right?
And bitches get crutches.
These are just Vic's homeboys.
No truer words have ever been said.
So these guys just fucking copped out.
Of course. Listen, they go.
Well, you know what they said was they pretty much, the prosecutors pretty much said to them, all right, listen, just give us fucking Vic.
I know, come on. You can walk.
Give us Vic.
You're going to walk. You want to go to prison for 12 years? You want to go to prison for 5 years? Whatever the fuck it is.
Give them up.
I had a dream one time. This is a nightmare that I got pinched with, like, I don't know, 8 keys of coke or something like that. And I was going to go away to prison for like 12 years or something.
It
was a dream. It was a nightmare, right? I was thinking, I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to fucking prison. I'm going to fucking, it's not jail.
Mm-hmm. You mean fucking and pounding in the ass prison?
Yeah. I'm talking ass rape.
Not a country club.
Loving white boys like me in prison. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I woke up and I took a sigh of relief. I was like, holy shit. These guys, same difference, man. Any guy that's sitting in a chair.
Pinch me.
Guy that's sitting in a chair and a cop tells him, listen, either you fucking give up some names, or you're going to take the rap, or you're going to prison.
Give up the store, baby, especially this guy who's privileged.
Gangs
are going
to fucking roll over like anything, man. I had a friend of mine who he went to prison. He's having a card game or whatever, a bunch of other inmates. And he was cool. Everybody was cool with him. He's having cards or whatever, so he's talking with these guys. So he's thinking, hey, you know, these guys are all right or whatever. He turns to one guy, and he's like, oh, so, you know, how long you been in jail? All of a sudden, this motherfucker just turned Rottweiler, looked at him and was like, jail? This is prison, nigga. What are you talking about? This ain't jail. He's like, all right. Hey, go fish. Go fish. He's like, nobody wants to go to fucking prison, man. If you know that there's a guy who's making millions of dollars being an athlete.
Already lived his life.
Already living the life, and you're going to fucking go away for this guy? Oh, bullshit.
Forget it. Yeah, this guy's Q-Dog and P-Funk.
And Puffy.
And Q-Bert. I think it's Q-Bert.
What was the guy's name?
Q-Bert.
What was
the P-Funk.
The guy's name is
and Yo-Yo.
Pernell Peace. That's the one. That's P-Funk.
P-Funk.
Right. And then there was Tony Taylor. That's T.
That's Big T.
That's
no,
T.
No, regular T.
Tony Taylor is Lower T. Place. And then there's another guy named Phillips.
Screwjob?
And he is Q-Bert.
He's Q, yeah.
Q-Bert, yeah. Wow.
I just got Q in my name.
What would your rap name be?
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Roaster?
I
like,
guess.
Like oven stuffer roaster?
I guess. I mean, you know, I was just always called Ro.
Mine would be A1, man.
A1 steak sauce? A1, baby. Because it gets you here.
Or AC. Or AC, baby. AC. I can do this all night.
If you had a, you were a white rapper, what would you be?
I was High D. High D. H-I-G-H-D.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's good. I like that.
How about H-I?
That was my rap name.
High
D.
Back when you used to.
When I was thrown down.
Vic's attorneys to make an electronic filing. Here's what we've learned. Sources tell NBC News that they are still haggling over the language. We, of course, reported that earlier today. We're told also by sources that the Vic attorneys would really like to make it so that their client serves less than 1 year in prison.
Yeah, he's already talking about
losing. Offered at least a recommendation that he would serve up to a year in federal prison on these felony dogfighting charges. Now that's
I think he is.
Yeah, maybe a year. Maybe
a
year.
Accepted a plea deal. They're still working on it. We're told.
Yeah, but he'll get off on time served.
They may make a filing tonight. They may do so on Monday. We can also tell you this.
Yeah, people are going to be testing him.
Atlanta Falcons.
Even if he were to make a filing,
of course not.
It's not necessarily so that he's going to appear. In fact, we're told that it would likely be at least a week before Judge Hudson would call on Michael Vick to appear here in court. Lastly, you may be wondering, what about his NFL career? Well, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, has made it very clear that according to the code of conduct policy, he does reserve the right to fine, suspend, or even ban for a lifetime any player that is involved in criminal activity. Now, that said, he said he would wait to see what Michael Vick would plead to before, of course, he would make a determination. And he has Eric Gold and other attorneys looking at that as well. So
that's
where we are
is so
at this hour, Chris.
Kevin, thank you.
The way that they write down the indictment,
right? Because you got there's the loopholes you can find.
You think prosecutors are gonna accept a plea deal that doesn't include
some time? Yeah, but they'll get time served or probation.
Well, the point is he's gonna be in jail at some point.
Yeah, he'll do some time. Right, like Paris Hilton did time. Why not him?
Yeah, an hour.
No, they're talking about significant. Like at least 6 months to a year. They want him in jail. They want him in jail because that means victory for them. If they don't get
anything more,
that means the prosecutors
like special treatment,
right?
Something.
And it looks like they lost out. Right. And they gave him special.
Do you think they're making an example out of this guy?
How much
are Q-Bert and P-Funk?
They told Q-Bert and P-Funk to go fuck themselves. Listen, they just said
Bert and
just
there.
Give
Bert and Ernie.
They said just give us Vic. We don't give a shit. You guys can walk.
Nobody knows you. Nobody cares about you.
That's
so. If you did that, if you were in the hood. okay? And you're a high roller because you're rolling with Michael Vick, right?
Yeah.
And everybody knows the case. After all of this bullshit goes down, do you go back to the hood and everybody looks at you like...
Yeah, because everybody else in the hood is saying, yeah, I wouldn't go to fucking prison for that guy too.
It's snitches and bitches get stitches.
That's a different mentality. Listen, seriously, like it's not these guys aren't like best friends. It's like there is no loyalty there. There's no honor. There's nothing like that.
You think
it's a different situation?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
this guy might go back to his neighborhood, and after a week, then they're gonna be like, all right, yo, so what happened, man? What happened? And then he's gonna start talking. He's gonna be like, listen, I got kids, man. I got a family. I can't
got
go
six
away
miles.
I got what happened to the seventh. I can't go away for this guy. You know, this guy's got money. He's got this. He's gonna get out. He's gonna be fine. Why?
So you think the brothers will be understanding of him?
Yeah, because he's going back to a neighborhood where everybody else is trying to make it as best as they can too.
Yeah, but if you rat out everybody you do business with, nobody's gonna do business with you. You know what I'm saying?
Of course they will.
No, they won't. Nobody wants to be. Yo, getting labeled as a rat is almost like a death sentence.
Yeah, but it all depends on the situation though.
Dog fighting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's dog fighting. It's not like they're talking about.
Okay,
I'm
not
saying
like he's doing heavy
these
time.
Guys aren't going to be trusted for anything big, right, I don't think. Right, but the reality is, these guys are going back to the neighborhood of that same mentality.
Yeah.
Where it's like, listen, it's either him or us, man. Survival of the fittest, man. Warriors, you know what I mean? That's the mentality.
All right.
I'm not saying about everybody in that neighborhood. Maybe they are going to go back and people are going to fuck them up, but you got people in the neighborhood that are going to sympathize with this guy that they're copping out.
Especially when your name is Q-Bert.
Q-Bert.
Right. Hey, listen, I just want to give a shout to some of our friends in the chat room.
Ooh.
Especially Vendo, who we haven't seen in nigh on forever.
Yes.
And then, of course, Lil Babs and GP, somewhere in there, White S. Brent.
Hi, Lil Babs.
Who's so kind as to help out the new listeners when they can't figure out why they're hearing us echoing a million times.
Cool. Isn't that supposed to be Christine's job?
Christine's not here. White S. Brent is helping us out. He's clutch right now, in fact.
Good shit, good shit.
And Dweezler, and I just want to give him a big old cheese.
Oh. The Weasler is...
What the hell is that?
That's for Dweezler.
The Weasler.
It's between me and him. You don't need to know.
The Weasler.
Oh, there's something going on between you two? We don't know that?
Yeah.
10%. I need
Mrs.
10%.
Jones.
You want 10% of Dweezler? I thought...
Yummy.
Something about we were going to get his band to play or...
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, did that happen? Did that happen?
He's supposed to send us a CD.
Have you checked the
never sent us any music.
Have you checked your post office box?
We're not even using that post office box.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
Dude, we've had that for so long.
It died.
I think there's something in there.
Well,
I think
here's what happened.
Twice.
I had somebody send stuff to it, and they kept getting sent back to them, and then Chris would say, oh, no, it's set up again. We fixed it. Tell them to resend it. And they ended up, like, they were kind of pissed at me. They were like...
Well, they're like, why am I doing this?
Who's pissed at you?
That band that was trying to send
shit.
The CD, they're like, listen, can I just send it to your home address? Because I'm not going to pay for postage again and just to have it sent back to me.
Lucky we weren't fucking playing at all, you fucking losers.
Wow,
we losers like Lunatic Radio every Monday night.
Wow, man. Zero and nine.
Consumer Radio. Now, because I had a...
How much is postage? Like the dollar?
39 cents?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A dollar?
No, he's sending a CD. He's probably sending some kind of package.
Can't you put a CD like in a...
In a bubble wrap envelope.
Does it matter? He was spending money.
The point is, somebody got upset. Yeah, somebody got upset.
Whatever.
Well, what went wrong with that fucking post office box?
Nothing. It was fucking there all the time.
No, they weren't. It wasn't there all the time.
Recognizing it was weird.
Oh.
Yeah, but you got stuff in there.
Because I had,
a lot of stuff got returned.
Yeah.
I had somebody send something.
We had.
I told him to send it.
We gotta get a new one.
We do. So
we
people.
Gotta go so I paid for nothing then.
Yeah.
We got it. No, we're not paying for it anymore. It was working and then it wasn't working. Huh. So I don't know what happened.
Maybe you can.
I didn't know that. I just thought every time we went back there was only because just to make sure it was up to date. I didn't know there was a problem with it.
Yeah, that's weird. They were weird with it. I think that post office. Was a little
fucking
strange.
Post office.
I think we have to go to a new place.
Huh?
Gotta go to a new post office. Obviously, they don't know how to manage their post office box.
Yeah, something's up with that. And then when we do, we'll put it on the website, which is www.cringehumorradio.com. You can also find us at www.cringehumorradio.com. chaosradioshow.com.
Chaos Radio Show.
And you can contact us through there. You can send us email. And at cringeumradio.com, you can click on the chat room link and join us live in the chat room with video cams. And I guess some people like to look at us. Some people think we're nice to look at. So
really?
You might want to check it out. And we could look at you, too, and say hello.
Yes.
And when we come back, we'll talk about how this guy is also related to the Michael Vick case and now also to Barry Bonds. And
Hank Aaron's back.
And Hank Aaron. And,
is it relative?
Yeah.
Related to the story.
Blood brother? He's white. You know, they're both black. I don't know.
He's not actually related.
No. He's related to the story.
Is that middle finger for me?
63 million. Huh. No.
The middle finger is always for you.
Was it 63,000?
War!
Right.
Total war!
And we'll be back after this.
Hey everyone, Harry Turjanian here, telling you to come out for some political comedy. That's right, comedy about politics, except it doesn't suck, I promise it won't. I'll be performing at the New Jersey State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey on Saturday, September 8th at 8 p.m. The tickets are anywhere between $15 and $35, but you're not just getting me for that price, my friends. No, you're also getting other awesome comics like Lee Camp, Katie Halper, and the famous Jim David. He's been on television. That's how you know he's famous. So come out and support them, but mostly me, Harry Turjanian, at the New Jersey State Theater on September 8th at 8 p.m. For more information, go to laughingliberally.com or Google it. Do whatever. I don't care.
Hello, I'm Heidi from CringeHumorRadio.com, and you may not know who I am, but I know you. I've watched you stride down the street, bristling with technology. Your friends call you a gadget geek, but that's an understatement. If asked, you would call yourself a technophile, someone on the bleeding edge of personal electronics. Nothing but the latest and the greatest for you. Yeah, I've seen you before. So I know that the sound of my voice is reaching you through the magic of your Infusion Radio. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you've never heard of the Infusion? Why, it's only the world's first truly personal internet radio. So you don't know that Torian Wireless allows users to access thousands of internet radio stations from around the world without the need for a computer. The Infusion has 16 presets for your favorite programs. It functions as an MP3 player and storage device. It contains an FM radio receiver. It also has a time shift recording feature with timer options. Plus, it comes with a set of high-quality stereo headphones. And you can see all of the commands in the large LCD display, which is the prettiest shade of blue. The Infusion is compact, around the size of a business card, and stylish, too. In 2007, the Consumer Electronics Association pronounced Torian Wireless as a Design and Engineer Awards honoree at the CES for their Internet Radio module. This is among many other international awards Torian has garnered. The Infusion allows maximum portability to travelers and those stationed abroad who want to stay in touch with local news and sports, as well as tuning into music and comedy. So in a nutshell, you need to get this puppy. Go to torianwireless.com for further details and add one to your cart. I've got mine. Will you join me?
In my contract, I was supposed to have a bowl of Cheerios before this, before each and every show.
Hey, they help with cholesterol.
Hey, even the dog wants some. There you go, sweetheart.
Now get the fuck out of here!
I tell you, I feel great.
Sweet. Sweet. That's what you call sensual.
Look at that dust of Cheerio goodness that just came out of the bag. Oh, that'll set in there. That's sweetness. That's sensual. Some booze. And you wash it down with some booze. Some booze.
LunaticRadio.com is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Cringe Humor Radio, where you can hear this.
Once I start banging chicks again,
sure,
I'm going to put them on my resume.
Yeah, don't do that.
This is like the conversation I have with my cock before I start jerking off. You know, the vagina, that's great. Whatever. You seen one, you seen them all.
Or if that's not your thing, you can also hear this.
Yeah. 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 You like that, bitch? Oh. Yeah. Oh. Say my name, bitch.
That's LunaticRadio.com every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Cringe Humor Radio.
The Hooter and Greenway Show.
When the guys at Cringe Humor Radio approached the Hooter and Greenway Show and asked us to make a promo, we decided that there's nothing that really says the Hooter and Greenway Show like our sensitive interviewing style. So take a step into our sensitive side here at the Hooter and Greenway Show. Mr. Snicky, live in the studio, right here on the Hooter and Greenway Show.
How often are you around?
Whenever I say.
Really? So you're like, hey,
look at you, queen, riding high. You
absolutely.
Just boss these dudes around.
Oh, absolutely. My ego is the size of Texas.
Huh?
I have a...
Where's Texas? I know of Texas.
I have
Where's
a
Texas?
Huge,
is that Texas where you pay, or is that Texas, the state and the union? You dumb fuck. I thought you were an educated stripper whore, but you're not. You're a fucking wannabe queen bitch cunt bag who worship, who knocks guys around who don't have big cocks to tell you to shut the fuck up and give you a good backhand when you need one. That's what you would do if you were my girl. And you know what? The other getting laid part, I get laid by any broad I want to when I want because they like that shit.
Except for Nancy.
You see what I mean?
Nancy's a cunt bag and I hope she dies. No, ring the inappropriate bell. That's how I take care of my subs.
There it is, Tony Soprano himself.
So make sure that you get your sensitivity fixed. Only on
the Hooter and Greenway Show.
Live every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Only on
CringeHumorRadio.com.
Carry movies home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or won't you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate that ghost,
you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar,
and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish? A fish is an animal that swims in a brook. You can't write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only thought. Slippery, he still gets caught.
That sort of life is what you wish.
Beautiful.
You may grow up to be a fish.
Delish.
Or would you like to swing or stop? Have your mind games home and enjoy. And be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. And all the monkeys born in the zoo, every day you see quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you.
Be better than you are. You could
Star.
I like Kid Rock. Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show.
You like Kid Rock?
I don't like Kid Rock.
You don't?
No.
Did you like Josie?
No.
No?
Really? Yeah, you don't like
Josie? Who human are you?
Yeah. You don't like midgets? What's your problem?
Wasn't into that whole scene.
He wasn't Asian.
It wasn't my thing.
You don't like skinny guys with pot bellies?
No.
What? What's up with that?
No. So, yeah, welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show. Thank you.
That's good shit.
You could be swinging on a star, but instead you are listening to the Chaos Radio Show on the Cringe Humor Radio Network. That's www.cringehumorradio.com.
And if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow to be a pig.
You just may.
Yes.
Siam Yo in the chat room saw some midget porn. I saw some midget porn.
I love Bridget the Midget.
But when I saw midget porn... It was
with a midget?
It was like 80s porn.
Yeah.
And it was full-size women with a midget man.
Oh.
And he was like a evil Santa's elf.
What?
Oh.
And like chased them around the house and like
that's not porn.
They
dude.
Were all freaked out.
That's a nightmare. Yeah. You see a little guy with a fucking
and the girl laid down on like a lazy boy.
Yeah.
And but not reclined or anything, just like a chair. And the midget just stood in front of her and banged her on that because it was pretty low.
Did
he
it go
standing.
In? Was he able to get it in?
Yeah.
Or is it like when dogs hump and it doesn't?
Ugh.
What?
You know.
I'm interested in these.
No, you know who made a porno?
Details.
You know who made a porno? Remember that midget from Fantasy Island?
Herve Villachay?
Yeah, yeah. He made a porno, but he did like an artsy kind of way.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So
video,
yeah.
Where is it?
I don't know. I don't know. Type the guy's name.
Yes.
I heard he was a real dick.
Yeah,
he was supposed to be a real fucking. He would beat his women.
Well, you know,
he's 3 feet
right.
tall.
That's all right, though. That's all
3 feet
right.
tall, he would beat full-grown women.
Yeah,
and he carried a gun around.
I know why on the end.
Dude, that guy must have been a blast
Harvey,
to hang out with.
It's Harvey.
It's Harvey. It's Chaudet.
French faggot.
Villachez. I don't know if that's how it was spelled or not.
Chez.
Type in
right.
Fantasy Island and see if you guys name.
Yeah, Fantasy.
It was like an artsy porno because yeah. he had a full size normal size wife.
Oh, right? I thought you were gonna say a full size dick.
Nah. See,
because
that doesn't make sense. No. it was in black and white. You got this girl on a bed all the way to the right side of the screen.
Did Federico Fellini direct it?
I have no idea. And all of a sudden you see this he comes flying from the left side of the screen.
Yeah.
He literally goes running across the floor, jumps on this bitch and lands right between him. Just the fucking stuff's going
on. Starts pegging
away.
But
it's all black and white. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so
like
it's art.
He's black. It's just his shape. Like, you don't see his face
or
anything.
Oh, it's a shadow.
Yeah, it's like this artsy kind of
How
thing.
How did you know it was him? You could tell by his
said.
Member?
No, they said it was him. It was.
Oh, the credited, the shadow.
Yeah,
was
yeah. Like, they would give him, like, a history of his life, and he was a fucking bastard, man. Like, he didn't give a shit about anybody, man. Yeah.
You know what his favorite M&Ms were?
What?
The Blaine! The Blaine!
God damn it.
I don't believe you fell for that.
I thought it was good. Sorry, I fell for it.
Why are you stupid? Oh man, yeah, Harvey. I like
Lunatic Rio's looking a lot better right now, right?
Yeah, we're not so smart, are we? That'll teach your brain.
And here it is, folks.
Oh, you got it?
Bedazzled.
I believe this is a first. I don't believe he's ever performed a song on television.
Oh, no, and the song is.
Yeah, he was a good singer.
What made you think it was his porn?
It said that's what it was.
It said it was his porn.
He was a good singer too.
Let's hear him sing.
I find I have the time of my life. Learning to enjoy at my leisure. All the same.
Link that.
And so I happily conceive.
Look at how these faces just
came. That's fucking romantic.
That's
right there,
beautiful.
Dude.
That's beautiful.
Romantic, man. Yeah. I don't know what girl wouldn't be wet between the legs if he was singing in front of
me. I got a hard on right now.
I'm wet between
sure,
the legs.
I'm sure he got sick of women telling him how cute he was.
Right. You don't want to hear that.
You want
to hear how big his dick is.
I
want to
hear the essence.
Oh, sorry. No, he's getting to the chorus. Oh. He's dead, you know.
Take me to that strange enchanted land.
What?
On up seldom understand.
What?
Wandering rainbows leave a bit of color.
What? What? What?
What was the chorus?
Yeah, I know. I thought the chorus.
All I heard was rainbows.
All right,
and
I
rainbows
think
are made out of colors.
He's reciting poetry.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm jealous of that porn mustache.
Yeah, you see that? That's fucking cool, man.
What?
Yeah, I know he said spring.
Yeah. Wow, that was just a short song for a...
For a short day.
For a little person?
How dare you. How dare you. This was on the Dinah Shore Show. So this is ancient. Holy man.
What does that say? This is all I ask? What?
I think that's a song.
Yeah, this is all I ask.
Song.
Treat me like a human. But yeah, is this? Listen, I saw... There was this thing years ago, man. I saw it on like 2020 or something,
the
or whatever.
Simple Pleasures of Reverend Starr. The Simple Pleasures of Reverend Starr? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I just saw this guy, Chavez, or Willis Chavez.
Harvey Villachez.
It's probably going to be something you'd have to pay for, don't you think?
How did you know his name? Like, you just knew his name.
Because he was a hero.
Yeah. All right. And plus...
because I'm short, dude. I don't have many heroes.
So
how did you know his name?
I watched the show and I don't know. I think
you like Roger
just
Moore.
Just because we're a little bit older, we know we have a little bit of.
You liked him in The Man with the Golden Gun.
Chris, both for the I Suffer and Capello Clothing can't get into our chat room.
Hmm.
What's up with that?
That's interesting.
I don't know.
Why'd you ban them?
Maybe it's Harvey Chavez.
I said I don't know what else to say except to keep trying, because I couldn't get in the other night either, but eventually it
keep
worked.
On trucking, guys. We're pulling for you. We're pulling for you because we know you're on outside.
Keep on trucking, baby.
Outside.
Was Hervé Chavez an assassin in Golden?
Villachez?
Yes. He was the assistant, but at the very end.
Didn't Roger Moore put him
in a trunk and threw him in the water? And then he fucked the girl, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a great movie.
That's the one with the Golden Gate Bridge, right?
No.
You sure?
I think you're talking about View to a Kill.
I'm not sure. I don't really care about Roger Moore as Bond.
I like Roger.
Nah, Sean.
View to a Kill was the one with the Eiffel Tower.
And what's her name? Grace Jones and it wasn't Roger Moore.
Nah, if it's not Sean Connery, it was
Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton was in View to a Kill. Yeah.
I thought Timothy Dalton was Licensed to Kill.
I think that was the second Timothy.
Oh wait,
Dalton.
Was right. it? Shit.
But isn't Sean Connery's your favorite?
Don't fucking do that.
But you like Sean Connery, right? Isn't he?
No, I don't like Sean Connery. He has a speech impediment and he's a fucking womanizer and he beats women.
But you like Harvey Chavez, but I mean, he beats the shit out of full size women.
Yeah, but he's cute.
I mean, this guy's got to defend himself.
What are you saying?
Man.
Harvey Chavez? Hervé Villachez.
I'm sorry.
American version is Harvey.
Harvey Chavez.
Sorry.
If he was alive, he would beat the living shit
would.
Out of your balls.
Dude, that'd be a fight. That's a fight.
He would knock your balls around.
Yes,
so much.
Sorry. You're the man now, dog.
Ape titties.
I'll take ape titties for 500.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're the man now, Doug. Oh, that's right, he said that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Holy shit, he should be put in jail for saying things like that. I mean,
no,
crazy
you
people.
Love that. You
crazy
love that.
Crazy people that say...
Be careful what you shoot at. Huh? Most things in here don't react too well to bullets.
Crazy people that say crazy things and write crazy things should go to jail where they cannot bother anyone.
Where
right?
You would want to watch Sean Connery movies 24/7.
If you're so inclined.
You would that be prison for you?
Losers always whine about their best.
Yeah.
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Yeah!
And I gave you that movie for fucking Christmas, man. You never watched that shit.
I did watch it.
Oh, you did? Yes. And didn't you think Sean Connery's performance was Academy Award
It brought tears
caliber?
To my eyes. And then I wiped my ass.
So you guys want to hear about this
Yeah, the guy
lawsuit?
That was... I was trying to segue into this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Crazy
people to get thrown in jail and write and talk things that are crazy.
Oh, that was your segue?
You were going to go from Hervé Villachez into... Who were you going into?
Crazy people who talk and say crazy things.
Oh.
Vendo, let me just say, before you get into the story, Vendo's back for, I'd say, for the first 20 minutes, he's already warring with people.
Oh, really? He's already starting shit?
He's a shit stir, definitely.
He stirs it.
He's back with the vengeance, everybody. I know the fast lane.
Okay, thank you.
Before you go into this thing, what do you think about Sean Connery?
I'm a big fan of Sean Connery.
There you go.
Whatever.
And he was a very sexy James Bond.
Yeah, sure, Miss Money, Miss Tishmuckle.
Before we do this, you remember when I was telling you guys...
You expect me to talk? No, who is the boss? I expect you to dine.
And he didn't.
Pusher. Pusher galore. Pusher.
You remember that show I was telling you guys about, Kid Nation?
Yeah.
Where the kids are on the road? You know what I found out? It hasn't started yet.
Right.
They've been really teasing it for a long time.
Yeah.
They are given chickens, okay?
Right.
But they aren't given any other food.
Live chickens.
They got to kill the chickens?
So they showed a trailer where the kids are having a meeting voting over who's
gonna
killing
kill
the chickens. The kids are like, don't want to kill the chickens. And it's like, no, the question isn't should we kill the chickens. It's do you want to eat, you know? Or are you going to live off of... just eggs.
I saw a commercial for that thing, mm-hmm. and I'm like, that's a fucking great idea.
That's a great
idea,
concept.
Man. That's
right?
a fucking great
so,
idea.
So I said to my, I said it to my kid also. I'm like, yeah, you know, and she's like, yeah, well, you'd have to kill the chickens. And I go, oh, yeah? Would you do it? And
no.
She got the best look on her face, like,
that's good.
The
man.
Oldest kid is 15, and
wow.
the youngest is 8.
Holy shit.
Now, I'm from the commercials, it looks like they literally, like, maybe helicoptered
into
the
beach,
desert.
Right?
Oh, it's a beach? It looked like a ghost town. That's what I
thing.
Saw.
Like an oldie west
oh,
town.
No.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got these kids, but of course there's the bullies.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The bullies got to start shit, and there's the weaker kids.
Oh,
you know?
That's good.
And they're crying.
It's like when the Simpsons got lost.
Yeah, when Bart took over Camp Krusty.
Right, exactly.
So these kids are lost out there, like, and you know they got to make their own dude. It's what's that book?
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies, right? Yeah. So I saw them. They all painted their faces, and one was like, and there was one kid who was like, meow.
Wait, in Kidney? Oh yeah, that was in the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He was like, meow.
Yeah.
So crazy people, and they're crazy rambling.
This crazy guy, right?
What's his name?
Who loves Sean Connery?
His name is Jonathan Lee Riches, and he is currently serving time. He's in prison doing a 10-year stint for fraud.
For plucking his eyebrows.
He also has brought a $63 billion lawsuit against Michael Vick.
That's all?
He claims that Vic stole his dogs from him and then tried to sell them on eBay.
Well, I mean, that sounds about right.
Oh, and then Vic used the proceeds to buy weapons from the Iranian government.
Son of a bitch! Oh.
According to this guy, Jonathan Lee Riches.
Well, I mean, you know, you could take... He's in jail already, you know?
Yeah,
no reason
so
for him to lie.
So he must be telling us.
Yeah, there's no reason for him to lie.
At this point, people that hate Michael Vick are like, I knew it!
So on smokinggun.com, I found the handwritten document that he actually filed because it's like... It's actually stamped with the court stamp and everything.
It was filed August 13th.
He wrote the letterhead. Mm-hmm. It says the United States District Court of Northern District of Indiana.
Yeah.
And it's handwritten, but it looks like a letterhead.
Right. Jonathan Lee Riches. He wrote
copyrighted?
It. Copyrighted? Yeah, he wrote it out just like a
it looks like a
legal
document.
It looks like a legal document. A.K.A. secured party.
Right. It's him versus... Now get this: Barry Bonds,
right.
mm-hmm. Bud Selig,
okay.
The president of the commissioner of Major League Baseball. I'm sorry, and Hank Aaron's bat.
Good. I'm finally somebody's bringing some light onto this bat, man.
The name of the complaint,
what?
In quotes, is fraud against mankind. Close quote, and then quote. Batman and Identity Robin.
Son of a
close
bitch,
quote.
Man.
Are
you telling me that Michael Vick gave up Batman and Robin's identity?
No.
Is there no end to this man's madness?
No, he's the Batman. Barry Bonds is the guy with the bat, Batman, and he's Robin, the identity.
Right.
Siam
says Michael Vick will be found to be the number three in the Taliban.
Yeah. Through this guy's lawsuit, it's all going to come out.
Holy shit.
There's got to be some truth in it.
And then Vendo, of course, says Michael Vick is like Michael Vick's vapor rub because everything I hear of this makes me want to rub my dick. Because that's relevant.
Wow. Okay.
Dick Rubin. And Identity Robin. So the claims that he's bringing against them are include but are not limited to bat assault, HGH violations, which I guess is the steroids, treason, major fraud, skimming the books, illegal moonshine.
Oh, God damn it.
Because, you know, it's prohibition and we need that.
Right.
Terrorism, social security fraud, treason, stalking, identity theft, copyright infringement, false information, illegal electronic wiretapping, and bad debt.
Well, that makes sense.
Man.
Okay. Jeez, so man. Blah, 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 all legal mumbo jumbo. Okay, number one. Barry Bonds and Bud Selig are in a secret conspiracy together to boost television ratings. Mr. Selig has been secretly giving Barry Bonds steroids for over 9 years under the supervision of Sammy Sosa.
Sosa's in this too?
Right, right.
Holy shit. I hate the bug.
Mr. Selig, on two occasions, one in 2001, one in 2003, met Mr. Bonds at the I-70 Steak and Shake, booth number 11, made an under-the-table cream exchange.
You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Needles?
No, that's the cream.
Huh?
I would think he actually put the stuff in the creamer. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
What? Cream exchange under the booth?
No, because with the human growth hormone, which is the HGH.
Oh, the cream. The clear okay, I'm sorry. Cream. It does come in a cream. You're right. Okay. Made an under-the-table cream exchange.
What?
Needles.
That doesn't even sound.
HGH. As Mr. Bonds provided Mr. Selig $22,000 for his services, I planted a bug in booth number 10. Mm-hmm. Robert Novak and Judith Miller have copies of the transcripts.
Judith Miller?
Mm-hmm. Shit.
She's the publisher for... it used to be Penguin, wasn't it? Penguin Books? Judy Miller? Mm-hmm. No, that's Judith Regan. Sorry. Oh,
number two.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Number two.
Sorry.
Barry Bonds uses Hank Aaron's corked bat during ball games. The bat has... I love this.
Go ahead.
The bat has a secret chambers.
A secret chambers. Mm-hmm,
where Barry stores his HGH supplements. Bonds takes them while he awaits in the batter's box. Mm-hmm. Bonds left a voicemail message on my iPhone and made threats towards me.
Wait, hang on. This motherfucker's got an iPhone?
You know how he doesn't really have it? He capitalized the I and the P is lowercase. And there's a hyphen in there. He doesn't really have it.
I was going to say, man.
He would know how to properly spell iPhone with the lowercase I and the capital P.
You're such
Hello?
A fucking nerd, Heidi.
I'm That's saying. Good.
You're like, look. Mm-hmm. It's an I, capital I. Mm-hmm. You're a detective.
That's just wrong. I busted him. Right. Three. Barry Bonds is responsible for getting me federally indicted in Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. because I threatened to expose his and Bud Selig's steroid/cocaine abuse.
Oh, shit.
Ho, ho, ho. The plot thickens. Coke is involved. Oh, number four. This is another good one. Barry Bonds, on June 22nd, 2004, bench pressed me against my will to show off against my will. Did we fix that? To show off in front of his ballpark buddies, I also witnessed Mr. Bonds selling steroids to nuns.
Fucking nuns.
Listen, look,
holy
man, nuns,
shit.
They gotta bulk up, man.
Call the Navy, call the Marines, call somebody. This is big.
What the fuck?
you're just now reading this?
And this guy saw it, you know?
Yeah.
Some lawyer, some judge had a look at this and be like, what the fuck?
All right, well, if you haven't had enough, here's more. Barry Bonds used Hank Aaron's bat to crack the Liberty Bell.
I knew Barry Bonds broke the Liberty Bell.
I fucking hate Barry Bonds.
Oh, my
God,
man.
Whatever else you've heard about how that Liberty Bell got cracked,
So that bell is, what, 100, 300 years old?
Barry Bonds used a corked bat with secret chambers with a secret chambers.
With cocaine in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I bet you it's Barry Bonds who's the guy who's taking my newspapers in front of my house every morning.
Son of a bitch!
How do you know what's happening?
Maybe you can look him in his eyes.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
So Bonds owns a steroid house in South Bend, Indiana, USA.
They can make houses out of steroids?
Bonds committed identity theft in my name, put a LendingTree.com mortgage on my credit, burned it down to collect insurance. I had a fraud alert on my social.
Hey, you know that LendingTree, they fight for your, they get like a bunch of other banks to get
I like them. How he makes it all, like it's supposed to be all like legal and everything, but then he just says, I had a fraud alert on my social.
Right. And that's why I'm in jail.
He just said, on my social. My SSN. Barry Bonds joined Colombian FARC on December 25th, 2005, during baseball's winter training. FARC provides Mr. Bonds HGH tablets.
Wow.
I won Hank Aaron's bat at a Sotheby's auction house in fall 1998.
Wow.
Barry Bonds sent hitmen to my home. My ADT security system, now that's where he went wrong. He should have been using the Sloman Shield.
Ah.
Was compromised. Various items were also taken from my refrige. Attached exhibit has a list of food items.
This is about the point where his hand starts getting tired. He's like, let me abbreviate.
Yeah, my refrige. Barry Bonds is involved in illegal gambling, fixing Giants games, mm-hmm. including fixing game 5-6-7 in the World Series against Los Angeles. Bonds had a gambling debt with the Gambinos.
Wow.
Hey, you don't want to gamble with
them. I'm surprised he's not gun running.
We'll read on. You never know.
Oh, my God. They really need to get this Bonds guy.
I knew it. What happened?
Holy shit, are you serious?
What happened?
Mr. Bonds gave mustard gas to Saddam Hussein.
Shit, man. You know what you can do with aluminum tube?
Bush was on point.
Dude, man, Bush was right, man.
Him and Barry Bonds, man.
Shit, man, he got yellow cake, man.
Part of the oil for food scandal. Yummy. Mr. Bonds is using my copyrighted name for profit.
I did notice.
We do know he's copyrated because he's got his little
circle C.
Handwritten.
He wrote
of course.
It.
Yes.
Handwritten circle C, which makes it legal.
Conclusion. Plaintiff prays for relief, asking this honorable court to compel Bonds to give my identity back. Plaintiff also seeks restraining order. No more baseball games played on the, what is it? The FCI Williamsburg TV sets.
Okay.
May peace be with America forever.
Wow.
Respectfully, Jonathan Lee Riches.
He's got a nice signature. Look at that. It's pretty nice.
Oh, he can't be crazy.
This is
fascinating. Look at that signature. Look at that penmanship.
Look at that,
this is fascinating.
Let me tell you, man. Thank God.
Well, we have his address right here. We could write to him.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
A prison call.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, producer, you think you could set that up?
And it's only South Carolina, right?
Yeah, it's,
oh my
you know.
God. That's good shit.
Dude,
man.
That would be fucking
usually
something.
The jailhouses don't usually, prisons don't allow calls.
Interviews?
Stuff. Yeah, but guy, I mean, listen to this, man. Look at all the stuff this guy knows, man. The people need to know. People need to know.
Oh.
Mute. You know what? This guy sounds like someone who is moderately intelligent, got busted doing bad things.
Right.
And now he's scrambling for a way
out.
No,
man, it looks like it's just another example of a guy trying to make it, and Barry Bonds got him.
The man is fucking
another. Put another notch on Barry Bonds'
belt,
man. Yeah, man. I mean, shit, when is there going to be any end to Barry Bonds' fucking tyranny, man? I mean, come on.
He is a tyrant.
There is no end.
Wow. Fucking Barry Bonds. I knew it. That big
I knew
head.
It, man. I knew
that
it,
big
man.
Empty head. Come
shit.
On.
Shit. It's all over, man.
That size eight baseball
cap. He's hooked up with Saddam Hussein, man.
I know. With the mustard gas.
I like mustard.
Do you know what mustard gas could do to us?
It could.
You know what he could do with an aluminum tube?
You know what mustard gas.
And
mustard,
yellow cake?
Don't drop that cake.
Yellow cake is good.
With the yellow cake, you make Twinkies. With mustard. You can go to Nathan's and put mustard on everybody's hot dogs.
As a kid, I used to take yellow cake and dip it in Nutella.
Oh, you did that? Yeah, but it would break when I do it. It breaks in there.
Spread it.
I guess, right? Yeah.
Angel food, baby.
If you get the Nutella fresh,
Wait, you used to eat angel food? You?
Yellow cake.
That's not the same as angel food.
No, it's not.
No, I made angel food cake, and he said he'd never had it before.
I didn't. I never had angel food cake.
Hey, that's isn't that the fucking guy?
Who?
What guy? That's him.
That's not him.
That's not him.
What are you talking about?
This guy's in Ireland.
Who?
Oh, he's not in prison?
Jay Skinny's in Ireland.
Who'd you think it was?
I thought it was the guy who wrote the letter.
Jonathan Lee Riches.
No, that's not him.
I was like, he's listening to us, run!
Can we mail this guy? I mean, they accept mail, right? In prison. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's all right in the fan mail.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This poor guy.
Give us the address.
This poor guy, man.
Everyone in the chat room right now, take down the address.
Okay.
That way you can say you wrote to a prisoner who has the inside skinny on Barry Bonds, man. And Saddam Hussein.
Write to Jonathan Lee Riches. It's R-I-C-H-E-S. He's at the Federal Correctional Institution at P.O. Box 340, Sactors, S-A-C-T-E-R-S, South Carolina, 29590.
I think his prison.
I think it's his prison number.
His number
I don't
is,
know. Is that his prison
I
number?
I think it is. Think that's his ID. Yes.
I thought maybe.
Can you copy that and write in the chat room?
That's his ID number. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, you got free hands, good. No, but you type slow as shit. So.
Oh, you want? Oh.
Yeah, type it in the chat room. So.
I was just gonna put the link.
Oh.
No.
To Smoking Gun to this page.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that, because it'll go right to this page. Oh, man.
Wow, I'll tell you. Thank God bless you, Riches.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah, and you know what, Heidi?
Come home soon.
So they can click that link in the chat room and they can find his address.
Find his address.
Let's start a letter writing campaign.
Let's come on.
Let's support him.
He might
poor
be,
guy, man.
He might
we'll
be on,
him on the show.
He might be on to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might be on something, too. You know, they get more drugs in jail than they do on the street.
Do you think he's on drugs?
I might be.
Listen, this guy is giving you...
How do you copyright your name?
About Barry Bonds, you know?
Yeah, and Barry Bonds has stolen his identity and is using his good copyrighted name.
And you know that
how much did he sue this guy for? $65 billion?
Billion.
Hey, he sued Michael Vick for $63 billion. Billion!
$1 billion.
It's beautiful, man. He took the time to write 6 pages. So, yeah, it has to be important. It has to be
real. It's
got to
be important enough that we're paying for it.
Well, we are paying for it.
So at least let's, you know, tell him that we support him and that we love him and we hope he comes home soon.
But right. I don't know what he's actually been convicted of the fraud for. Like, what was that?
Writing bad checks, probably.
Oh, you think?
Or identity theft. He looks like, you know what? He's projecting, I think. All the things that he's claiming Barry Bonds did, he probably did himself. He probably sold yellow cake to Saddam Hussein.
I bet you Barry Bonds fucking killed Javier Chavez.
Right.
Hervé Villachez?
Right.
Oh, man.
We got to find that porn.
How do you...
You know what? We should just commission Alex Dukes.
Yeah, because you know Alex. You know Alex is
going
to come.
He is the pornography researcher.
Wait.
Dude, you know,
the show ends
at 11. 11:05, he'll find that fucking porn. Yes.
We got to make that porn.
I know how to do searches. That's all.
We can't make it. It's got Hervé Villachez in it, and he's dead.
He's dead. How did he die? You know how he died? Did Barry Bonds kill him with that fucking bat?
I think he fucked too many bitches.
I think it was drug related.
No, I think
I'd be taking drugs.
Midgets have a very short lifespan.
They have like internal
because
organ
their organs,
issues,
their
like
organs are
liver
full
and kidney
size.
Stuff.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
that's why they're so dense, right? That's why
they're
they're
crazy
compact.
Heavy. Man.
Yeah, man.
Not that I would know.
They look heavy.
You know, whatchamacallit? Chris's friend saw. And both of them saw an Asian midget.
Unless his video, unless
and
his
I
camera
and
video.
And the first thing I said was they should have taken pictures.
Vendo says he can dress as her in a Hervé suit.
Right.
I'd like to see that.
Nah.
He's just trying to bang me.
Vendo?
Yes.
No.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. I would dress up like a midget to bang you.
Yeah, I know exactly. How does it make that make sense? I mean, come on.
What did I say he looked like that time?
Hervé Chavez?
No, a bloated... Norman Rockford or something like that.
What?
What did I say?
Norman Rockford from the Rockford Files?
I love Norman Rockford.
Yeah, with my 6,000-mile-long dick. Because he's in Japan. He's in Japan.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could move to Japan because I have a very small penis. And the girls there...
They would love you for it over there.
And the girls there,
we are Siamese, if you please.
And they're Siamese even if you don't please.
We love to scream and shout.
You want to play PlayStation?
You need tiny pussies to match
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know...
Wait, can I ask you something? I don't know if this is something that you...
About tiny pussies?
No, I actually... I was watching a little bit of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. Great show.
Great show, man. I was actually just checking... I never realized how funny it was.
It's very funny.
Is there such a thing as big vagina?
Oh.
Huge vagina?
What? What kind of vagina?
Huge vagina.
Big vagina?
Hello!
Hello! Yeah, I mean...
Personally,
that's Sam Rockwell. It looks like a bloated Sam Rockwell. And it looks like a mean, pumped-up, steroid-using Sam Rockwell.
I don't see it. What the fuck?
Vendo, go show us all sides of you. Yeah, go ahead. Turn to the left. That looks like Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah,
in the brows,
he looks like on steroids, though.
He looks like he sells. He looks like he sells cars.
Look at he's giving you the angle.
Yeah, there you go.
He looks like he sells cars. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, that's Sam Rockwell on fucking steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Bloated, maybe. Yeah. So, I don't know about big vaginas. I think you can stretch a pussy out of place.
What?
I think you can do that.
I think there are large women who have large parts.
Large vaginas.
And apparently large assholes that shit their pants all the time.
I don't have a large asshole.
How else can you not hold it in?
Sphincter control.
Sphincters.
That's obvious. That's what happens. Your asshole's so big.
Oh my god!
You can't hold it in anymore.
Because I got
your turds are falling out.
Because I got ass raped one too many times.
I guess so. I guess so.
That's a sweet thing.
Ass rape. Not unless you're the one getting the ass rape, right?
No, if you're giving it, it's sweet. If you're taking it, that's not.
Nah, that's not too sweet.
That's not funny.
That's not sweet at all.
Vendo wants to meet the Chaos After School special about Heidi getting ass raped. And can't hold in her bowels.
Starring Vendo. Yeah, he wants to make it.
Would it be like with that old like 80s footage kind of camera looking? You know what I mean? Like,
and Cyan makes a good point. He says, I bet Belladonna can't hold on to a turd. And Belladonna is like known for her.
Hell no. That know, girl, she's so pretty.
It's
man.
Not that I can't hold on to my shit. It's just that I've had a couple of mishaps. And it just happens to be that it happens to me.
Yeah.
And I tell the stories because I like to share my embarrassing stories.
It's because... Because
I feel like it makes people laugh, even if it also grosses them out a little bit.
Right, exactly. So you sacrifice for the show.
Yeah.
And it's met by derision.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well,
I have another story.
Really? Poopy story?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell it tonight, though. Saving it.
For when?
Saving it for the good times.
For when we need a story. I'll pull this gem out of my pocket.
Maybe rest.
I'll pull this one out of my ass.
We could use a story now.
What?
No, don't tell it now. Save it.
I'm not telling it now.
Give it
because... Less is more. We already went through the shit stories.
Chris Angel and Britney Spears spent the night in a hotel together.
That's who that guy is.
They do magic on her fucking inflated vagina.
You got so excited when you fucking
because
heard
I saw the picture.
Because he likes when Jesus he Christ. Hears stuff like this.
I guess,
dude, I am such a celebrity gossip.
<'Cause> he'd love to be with Chris Angel himself, but he's not.
They
because he's so hank. Because his name is Chris.
Apparently.
Yeah,
and he spells it C R I S S.
S. Yeah, to be different.
But no H.
He knows not to bite.
He knows better.
Right.
He knows to add that ass.
You will miracle his ass over here and give him a whooping.
They checked into the hotel at 3:30 in the morning.
You're so on point.
And you know the paparazzi were waiting outside for them.
TMZ.com.
Did he just do like a poof disappear?
No, he didn't.
It's not real magic.
But he did give them. He did like show the peace sign to the cameras.
Peace to what?
I heard that one time he took a handkerchief and he put it in front of a don't walk sign, and when he took the handkerchief down, it said walk. I was like, oh shit, I couldn't believe what I just saw.
That's
fucking crazy,
no,
man.
That's trickery. I've seen him do like some impressive magic tricks. Like he put a cell phone into a beer bottle and had to break the beer bottle to get it out.
Wow.
Yeah. I've seen him do some pretty cool stuff, but then he does other stuff that's just like,
it's just like showboaty.
Yeah.
Like getting run over by a steamroller.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw that in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
and he's like, oh, get it off me! Get it off me!
It's so heavy!
He got run over by a steamroller?
Where was I?
why didn't you know about that?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I saw one time that he was standing in front of a garage door, and he kind of like pushed something, a button or something, and the door just opened right in front of him. Like, it just started coming up. Dude, I was like, holy shit.
That is power.
Yeah.
The power within.
That's the power within, man.
The power within.
The power of Christ, baby.
It compels you.
Yeah.
It compels you to open
garage doors. Yeah.
So who's the best magician? Is he better than David Blaine?
Come on, nobody beats
Copperfield. I don't like David Blaine.
Nobody beats Copperfield, man. I mean, because you know when Copperfield, when he does a trick and he looks right into the camera, wow. It's like he's looking at your soul, man. That's Copperfield.
He's looking right through you.
Oh, dude. Through the camera, through the wires, through the satellite feed, to your house, through your TV, to your eyes.
But you know, I got to say, Britney actually didn't look... She's actually getting her shit together a little bit. She had on a little, like, flouncy... pleated skirt.
Oh, she's still white trash.
And you could see, like, way up to her thighs, and she didn't look bad at all.
Oh, her body, yeah. She's getting her body back, mm-hmm.
Isn't there a picture out there of the lips just flapping in the wind?
The pastrami?
The pastrami, yeah.
The hot roast beef?
Right.
Well, that was closer to right after she had the baby, and also...
Oh, so that's why they were just...
Also, I just think a shaved pussy is hard to make look good, and it's in a pose like that.
Make look good?
Yeah.
Isn't a shaved pussy better looking than one that's all raggedy?
Yeah, but
hairy?
Not when your legs
not
are closed.
Not when you're
not
in
hers
that.
Is like an 80-year-old weather beaten.
But I didn't see it, so I don't know. I don't know if it looked good or not.
I didn't see it. That thing was like
get the
droopy.
Pastrami.
I didn't see it. I didn't look. I didn't see the
pastrami with mustard coming up.
Isn't that Lindsay Lohan's pussy?
Yeah.
He loves Lindsay Lohan.
I do love the Lindsay.
She was looking good though. She looked all right.
Yeah, she looked really.
I would
good.
Eat it. I mean,
you would.
I would
after where the fuck that chick has been?
No. Well, it's different. It's different.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The important question is, would Heidi do it?
I don't think
do
Heidi
what?
Would do it. Put what? Your mouth on Lindsay Lohan's pussy.
Lindsay
Wait,
Lohan?
Lindsay, I thought we were talking
She's
about Britney.
Redhead. I'm not into redhead.
Or Britney. It's Britney.
How about Britney?
Depends.
A baby came out of it.
You know what I learned this week? That
yeah, and?
Faggot Justin Timberlake wrote a song about her. And like
no shit. They were together.
And then, like, apparently,
not
you made a sex
back.
Video and left it in our house.
Nah.
To get back at
you know what?
Yeah.
You maybe you better not talk about this because you so have no idea what you're talking
I don't.
About. So don't. Why would you even bring it up?
What happened?
It was fascinating.
It's what? Not really fascinating.
You banged another chick
artists
in her
do this.
Bedroom.
Look, all this.
That's.
You banged
another
he did
cool.
a, he did
according
a video.
To the video,
yeah.
duh.
Yeah,
hey, I think
to
that
the
happened
video.
In real life.
I mean, saw yeah, that video.
That's balls right there. Get 2 points.
It's for you. You don't take shit off nobody.
By the way, that was a Britney Spears lookalike in the video.
2 points.
Really
2 points for Justin Timberlake.
You really are half a retard. You know that?
Hmm.
At least I can hold my shit in.
Well,
and most
true.
Of the time, retards can't
most,
hold their
most
shit.
Most retards can't.
Yeah. That's,
so
that's
who's
something.
The real retard?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Who was that on top?
Most of the time, the shit is coming out of the other end with Chris. So.
And then the cover of Us Weekly has a picture of her little boy.
Oh, the baby.
And it says he was out at 10:30 at night. And I'm like, yeah, according to Chris, that's totally acceptable to have children out until
dude.
All hours of the night.
Nah. Bro, huh? What time?
Oh, yeah. Every
when
time, we,
old,
every time
old,
we go
how
to
how
Canes, we yeah. go to Canes, and it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning,
and
there's,
black girl.
There's kids in there. And I'm like, what the fuck are these kids doing out at this hour? Oh, you don't understand. That's how it is.
Canes
in
the city.
You take your kids out at all. I was like, no, you don't. You no, don't take your kids out.
Canes, the official
night.
Diner of the Canes.
You put your children
radio.
To bed at a reasonable hour.
They need structure.
They need structure, and you need
I agree with
hours
you.
Of your life
you
that
know.
Don't include the children.
First of all, I agree with you. I'm just letting you know that that's
it's not normal.
That's how they
that's
roll.
How they
it's
roll.
Not normal.
Won't anyone think of the children?
Yeah, we could use those children to fucking help dig out the miners or something like that. Shit.
You know, they stopped digging. They stopped digging for
did
them.
They?
Yep.
Was it because...
Oh, because three guys died.
Three rescuers
but not
died.
Not only that, the chances that they were even
yeah,
alive
yeah.
yet
it's
still
so sad,
were
man.
Slim to none. They so had dropped sad. A microphone down there. There was no sound whatsoever.
Maybe you know, they were sleeping.
All yeah. at the same
or maybe
time?
Or maybe they were playing, what's that when you say sounds like three words?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's what we were doing buried under
that?
A mountain of fucking rock.
What is that, Heidi? Don't fucking...
Charades?
Yeah. Don't make fun
no,
of me.
No, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yes, you did.
I liked, like the owner fun. Of the company or whatever, or the spokesman. He's like, it was an earthquake. We all know it was an earthquake. And then they cut to like a seismologist. He's like, nah, There was an earthquake. No, it was nothing.
But, you know, it's amazing to me that people still get trapped in mines. You know what I'm saying?
The mining is an extremely dangerous occupation.
And it still goes on. Just like with all the technology that we have available, men still have to strap on this gear and go down miles.
Well, it's...
Look, who's
it's
talking? The guy who works...
I know, yeah, you were, that's right, it just came to me.
That's true. That's true. What are you doing?
See, he does that. I mean, I'll take the beer caps.
He's all
and I'll
snatchy
stack them,
with the bottle.
And then when you're
caps.
Fooling, you know, you just got him in your hand. He just fuck. All right, I'm not doing. I didn't
snatchy.
Even do anything.
It's
to him.
Like, he's like a hall monitor
Or
something.
Yeah.
No running in the hall.
That sash does not give you the almighty power.
You know that sash. You know my friend Tim that just moved away to Ohio.
Yes.
He was the hall monitor in fourth grade, he had a crew cut. And he was such a dick. That was my first encounter with him. Was
with
him
authority.
Him fucking shushing me and asking me where I was supposed to be. And I was like, who the hell are you, fourth grader?
And you were like, he looks like somebody I could be friends with.
And we did become friends that year.
Good
but
friends.
That was my first experience with him. And in the lunchroom, I was having a quiet conversation with somebody. And all of a sudden, his face was right there in my face. And he went, shh.
It was a Who's quiet Tim? Conversation, right? Tim is a gay friend.
You know,
my gay
best friend.
Yeah, have you ever had a fight with somebody and then you become friends? Besides Tim.
I think.
I got beat up by this kid, Hector Ramirez.
Of course you did.
And after that, he protected me, man.
What's his name? Why don't you give out his social security number?
I'm sure he's dead. This guy was...
okay. He became his bitch, and then he took care of
him. I was not his bitch.
Apparently, that's what happens. You get beat up by somebody, and then they
become friends.
And then they feel like they are concerned for you, like you become theirs. You're their bitch. So
concerned
now anyone...
for you?
Yeah, because you're like they beat you, they dominated you. Now you belong to them. So now anyone who comes close to them, they beat up.
Really?
Yeah, you were.
I was somebody's bitch.
Yep.
And I didn't even know it.
Apparently
my god!
You used to.
My whole life is a lie. What am I gonna do?
And you got monkey lips.
I don't have monkey lips, Dick.
Just look at them.
Monkeys don't have lips like mine.
Just look at them.
Monkeys don't
just
have
like
lips
an
like mine.
I think
media.
I proved it the last time with the photo.
You can't prove shit because I proved that you were wrong.
I don't think you did.
I think you can post pictures in the internet and people will say that monkeys don't have thick lips.
I think Rodian agrees with me too.
Monkeys have thick lips?
Apparently your wife agrees with me because that's what she calls you.
What are you talking about?
That whole story you told me when she calls
you
monkey lip bitch.
What story? I don't know.
In bed.
Yeah, I told you that story. I think you were sleeping. You're like,
when you tell her to start getting, you admitted it on the radio. What are you talking about?
I can't remember what you're talking about.
You admitted it on the radio.
If I said that, then I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Just letting you know.
I think you're crazy. I think you're insane.
So what else?
At least I can hold my shit.
You think Lindsay's gonna be all right now that her parents' divorce is final? Have you spoken to her? Do you know what kind of mental state she's in?
Lindsay would. I think she's gonna go even more buck wild
now that the divorce is final.
Yeah,
it's really gonna affect her.
She's gonna bang her father.
That's
in
it.
A deep psychological way.
Look,
you think she's gonna bang her dad now?
No, I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so either.
What would you do if she came to your door?
To my door?
Let's hang out.
I'd say, what do you want? What
Let's
do you want?
Do a
you,
line.
You want me to fuck you? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Because
I'm
married.
Do some lines.
I'm a married man.
You would wrap your arms around her
so
and
Lindsay's
you would
okay.
cradle
okay.
her
You're
head
home
against
now.
You're
chest.
Home now, sweetheart.
Stroke her
Let
red
monkey
hair.
Lips McGee take care of you.
I would say people don't understand you, Lindsay.
But I do.
Now, I do.
Here's a line off my cock and snort.
No, dude, I you know what I realize? Women for me, besides my wife, well, sometimes my wife, women for me fall into two categories, either sister or mom. Not even sister.
Just,
either daughter
your,
or mother.
Yeah, what's your wife?
What's your
and
wife?
Which one my, do you fuck?
Yeah.
Well,
what's your wife?
Well, my wife sometimes behaves the way my mother does. She takes care of me, or did.
All right.
She takes care of me. She provides a household and this, that, and the other thing. And you know, I can talk to her like she's my sister. So,
so either way, it's incest.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you as long as you're cool with it, you know.
No,
did you ever find that video?
I knew he raped his sister. I knew he raped his sister.
Dude, you should have seen the face on
and
this kid.
And he pretends his wife is his sister every night.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on.
No, but that's the thing with Lindsay Lohan. I'm like, I don't see her. I can't visualize.
Would you watch
her
a porno with her?
Yes. They just said Oedipus in the chat room.
Yeah.
Well. That's Quip. Said you're Oedipus.
Yeah, well, but Oedipus didn't know he was fucking
right.
his
it's
mother.
It's not like he knew.
And when he found out, he put his eyes out.
Right, I think so. I guess Alex, that makes Alex even worse. Yeah, well,
if my eyes offended, fuck them out. No, I'm saying.
Would you watch a porno with Lindsay Lohan?
With her?
Yeah.
In it or sit down on the couch?
I would definitely sit down.
No,
on the couch.
If she was in the porno.
I would be curious to see what's going on there. I would definitely.
Would
but
you
I
be
would,
disappointed?
What, disappointed that she was in the porno?
Yeah.
I would expect it. Because that's what they're doing these days for attention. Paris Hilton, now all the things that she's doing, that's for the attention of her father. You know that, right? That's so
for
blatant.
For the attention of her father? But yes. I thought she hated her father.
She doesn't hate him. She loves him. You understand? It's displaced anger. I mean, it's displaced love. She, you know, if somebody doesn't accept your love, you hate them. That way, you might be able to coax them into wanting to see what's wrong with you or try it and reconcile. I'm going to get philosophical, so I'm not going to continue this conversation.
Okay. That brought that to her.
No, but I'm saying Lindsay Lohan
doesn't seem... If you were counseling her, would you give her...
Yeah, what would you...
touch her nipple?
I would say to her, Lindsay,
while you're talking to her,
look...
Because usually people that go to counseling, they, you know, it's transference and they... fall in love with their therapist.
Yeah, I know.
And they want to be sexually active with their therapist. So if you're trying to console this girl,
that would
she
be
might
worst,
actually want to bang
that her. Would be the worst thing you can do. That would be the absolute worst thing that you could do. As much as I would like to bang Lindsay Lohan, if she came to me and started asking me for advice and I'm looking and I'm feeling like I'm making a difference, and then one day she gets drunk and she starts feeling up my cock and playing with my balls and, you know, I'd be like, listen, this is not right. We shouldn't be doing this. And
so even if you weren't married and all that,
yeah.
You still wouldn't bang her.
No. Tony says,
not if we were gonna have a friendship relationship type like
Tony
like
in the
that.
Chat room says the only counseling she needs is an eight-ball and an eight-ball of meth and Lex Steel.
That's exactly see, Tony, you're exactly what she's getting now. That's not what she wants. That's not what she needs.
She's getting Lex Steel right now. She's banging Lex Steel.
No, an eight-ball. No, the Tony attitude. That's what she's getting.
Well, what about the Lex Steel? Is she getting that?
Who knows?
Maybe you could be there at Lex Steel.
I know. You take things so seriously. You're like, no, what I would do is...
He's very protective of her.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, very protective of Lindsay.
I'm protective of women in general.
No. You're very... Her in general.
I'm not.
No.
But not like her. Let's all agree. Right or wrong.
Well, she's
not like
her. She's the little child lost. She's... Is that my wife?
You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm looking for Baldus Humongous.
Baldus Humongous?
A.K.A.
Phallix?
A.K.A. Also known as Bizarro.
Oh!
He called you Bizarro, dude. By the way, this is the other Alex who has the same last shares the same last name, but is not related yet is older.
Fuck, are you?
Hi, Alex.
Just hello there, young lady. Just to make a correction, I don't have the same anything. He has the same name as I. And in case you forgot, I was born before this fucker, and I'm a better looking dude.
When did they let you out of prison?
It was genetics. It was passed down from me, not the other way around. All right.
Did he say taller? Did you mention taller?
This is Alex's mortal enemy.
He's not really right.
Did I mention what?
That you're taller?
That goes without saying. I just told you. Did you see the movie? What's the movie with Schwarzenegger and the little short dude?
Oh, twins.
You got all the bad sperm.
I got the bad sperm.
Yes, you did. All
yo, you fucking... I told you not to tell anybody about that. Oh, no. Yo, what the fuck are you doing calling in, nigga?
Well,
Look at
Alex getting all sick.
Yeah, now he's getting all like.
A pedophile chasing me around the room, and then I remember you had that dirty, nasty grin. You have that nasty smile, and it reminds me of like a dirty old man. So I just gotta call in and just say, hey, you dirty old man.
Thanks. Are you saying Alex is a pedophile?
No, I'm saying he looks like a pedophile.
Oh. There is a difference, yeah.
It's amazing how he called in and he was just talking about wanting to bang Lindsay Lohan.
I don't want to bang Lindsay Lohan. I think she needs love.
Whatever.
You're the man to give it to her.
I think she needs love, really. Yeah. I think you think she's about 12, or you wish you were 12. Then you'd give her some love, wouldn't you? You dirty old man. You know you're a dirty old man.
Dude, you're telling all my secrets, man. You know what? If you were here right now, you know what I would do? I'd smack you right in your fucking bald head, you fucking chrome dome wearing, mustache having.
Get off the chair so you can stand on it.
No!
Dude, that's.
Show him the short stuff. That's very
hurt.
Don't get me started, man, because I got shit for you.
You don't got nothing. You got nothing! You fucking, look, you don't call here and speak, you understand? You listen. You will not speak when spoken to. You will listen. This is my fucking show. You're calling in. Well, it's not my show. I have to call in. You're calling in. Listeners, listen. You hear me?
If you would have told your ego,
shut up.
You actually would have a show.
Shut up.
What the fuck is my fucking show?
Listeners.
Oh, you just
dissed Heidi. No. I took that back.
Show.
I took that
back. It's not the Alex fucking chaos show. It's the chaos show with Heidi, Rolly, and Alex.
How about Chris?
Don't go there, nigga. Don't go there.
Listeners, listen. So you shut the fuck up. And get off my phone. I don't like nobody playing on my phone.
I would say I love you if I did, but I don't. You know, so screw you anyway. Yo, what's up, Heidi? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, man. You gotta come out.
Bastard.
How are they hanging? Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? I mean, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Get off the phone.
Get off the phone. But the thing is, every time I go over there, Alex gets that Napoleon complex where he thinks he's
Dude, you're 2 inches taller than me. Two inches taller, you are.
Next time Alex is out of the studio, we'll have you in.
All right. As a special guest, I could do that.
Yeah.
As long as I'm invited by you.
Oh, you're invited.
No problem.
Let's make sure the trap door works by the time he just.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. You broke up.
We're gonna get the trap door working just for you. You fuck.
The trapdoor warming, all right.
Yeah.
Nice one.
You're going to fall right through that shit. You and your built-in cone of silence. Be quiet.
I thought the pedophiles had a report home by 10 o'clock.
Silence.
He's fucking pissed.
The truth hurts, man. The truth hurts.
I'll convict the pedophiles out of being in their houses by 10 o'clock, Al. What are you doing?
You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do when I see you? Yeah, I'm gonna pull up your fucking fingers and make long distance phone calls. Okay, I'm gonna rip off your fucking arm and make you swim in circles. That's what I'm gonna do. You hear me? Hello?
I just called to say what's up, and the big fucking connection is the fucking. Best fucking show out there.
Yeah.
We know this.
Woo.
We know this. Now get off the phone.
Word. Right. Thanks for calling.
I'm a nobody, and I'm calling you to say that. You got somebody on the show. I mean, a couple of somebodies and nobody. But, you know, I'm calling you, you know, just to say I think fucking your show rocks.
Very cool. Nice.
Thanks, Al.
Yes, thank you. Now get off my phone. Get off!
Sorry, Tommy. All right,
bye.
Guys.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Nice talking to you, Chris. I'm
gonna
punch you in the back of the neck next time I see you.
As always,
dude.
I love you guys, man.
All right.
Later. Bye.
Be good, nigga.
Wow, he's gonna punch Chris in the back of the neck the next time.
Wow. That's awesome. The worst. That sucks when you get punched in the back of the neck.
Especially when you're not expecting.
Yeah, you're walking along, you're checking the stop signs, changes from don't walk to walk, you know, cause,
And somebody,
you know, Chris Angel pulled a handkerchief away, and all of a sudden you get a punch in the back of the head. You're like, what the fuck, man?
Move, god damn it.
Fucking okay, move, man. I'm not staying on this corner all day.
The sign
hurry
says,
up.
Walk. Oh, you meant an electric sign that says, don't walk to walk. I thought you meant like a printed sign. That's not magic, dude. No, just...
Yeah.
Now you get
this. I just got it.
It was a joke.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so stupid.
Now you getting this?
Yeah.
Don't you get it? You put a handkerchief in front of the sign? Turn and walk.
Dude, that's funny.
I thought it was good.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this for the final segment. Fucking cock. Get the fuck out. You see my fucking middle finger? This is me giving you the fucking middle finger, you cock. You go fuck yourself. Like fucking was nothing but nice to you tonight. No, fuck you! Come here, fucking come here and fuck with me. I'll fuck you up. Asshole. How to fucking cross the line like that, ass? Fucking fuck you, Heidi, in my fucking chat room? What the fuck is that? Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, asshole. I'm serious. Go fuck yourself. It's over. It's over. I gotta fuck you. Did you get the feeling that I tore you up, you fucking cock? Good. Did I say that? How about go fuck yourself? Ass. Cock. Fuck with me, I'll fuck you up. Fuck yourself! I'm the nice person. I'm the nice person.
Listen to Heidi on the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8, only on cringehumorradio.com.
Do you love listening to internet radio, but hate missing your favorite live shows when you can't be at your computer? Well, now there's a way to take your internet radio with you. Taurian Wireless has introduced the Infusion, a portable, compact internet radio that plays any station that streams on the World Wide Web. The Infusion is about the size of a business card. It has an MP3 player, storage, a recording feature, an FM radio receiver, and even comes with stereo headphones. You can choose from thousands of stations, so the Infusion is ideal for travelers who want to stay in touch with local news, sports, music, and comedy. Don't go another day without one. Go to www.taurianwireless.com and order your Infusion today.
The Conti and Kenny Show would like to take a moment to say that we do not condone the exploitation of repressed, traumatic childhood memories. Unless it's our own Kenny Michaels, then it's just damn funny.
Did you ever hear of Choose Your Own Adventure stories?
Yeah.
Remember those? You would like read a story, and I remember the one was always called Cave of Time, and you would come up to two corridors, and it goes, to make a left, you know, go to page 58, and if you go to the right, go to page 3, and then you go to the right, and then there's this fucking wolf there, and you get eaten, and you go back to the beginning, and you go again, and you go to the left.
I had a book like that, but it was all about parkway rest stations. And if you walk in, and there's a man holding himself, do you take a pee, or do you hold it and wait to the next rest stop?
They gotta give you a book. It's a manual for Kenny.
The book I had was called Uncle Says Shush.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights at 7 p.m. Cringe Humor Radio.
From the creators of Marble Shootout and the director of Rock, Paper, Scissors, The Opera, comes a story written on the mean streets of New York.
Damn it, Smith. I want you to put together a team. A team to stop the violence.
These kids are all killing each other over nothing.
But Chief, these kids have a code. A code we can't even begin to understand. We can't just...
Just do it, damn it!
A tale of pain. A tale of glory.
Hello.
Hey, yo, son.
Who is this?
Tell your man I killed his cousin. And if he don't bounce right quick, I'll blast him too, you heard?
Mira, C-Dog. That was Death Row. He said we gotta get out of town, or he's gonna do to us what he did to Tyrone.
Dude, there's a lot of shit that happened on those streets. Growing where I grew up wasn't easy, so it's like, whatever.
What, are you a stupid or something? We can't do double dutch with two guys. We can't do it, we can.
Fuck that. No matter what, I was getting jumped by the Schwogies and, you know, the Spaniards. Don't give me roll the eyes, you bitch. Dude, you weren't getting your ass kicked.
A tale that will inspire all who witness its rising star.
Here comes Johnny with the party going on. You can do the poke, poke, you can do the twist. But if it's $10, you can't do this. Close your eyes and...
CringeHumorRadio.com presents a Chaos Radio Show production of... Double Dutch, the movie. Starring Alex as A-Hole. And introducing Chrissy Italia in the role he was born to play, C-Dog. On the thin line between life and death, there is Double Dutch. Coming straight to DVD this summer. Cop that, bitches.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger homes, the fancier cars. Everyone seems to be living the American dream except you. Well, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. You can make a fortune performing fellatio in the comfort of your own home. Call 718-878-1696 now to order my new DVD, Tricks of the Trade, The Art of Sucking Cock, and you can start earning money like a pro. The Art of Sucking Cock teaches you, step by step, the ins and outs of giving world-class head. Order now, and I'll throw in, absolutely free, a bonus DVD, The Secrets of My Anal Success. The Secrets of My Anal Success gives you all the tips you'll need to enjoy anal sex with instructions on cleaning out, relaxation techniques, and the best positions. Why waste another second? Whether you're just looking for a second income, or if you're ready to quit your job and start living the good life, you must call now. Don't miss out on this great money-making opportunity.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the dirty ass, nasty, fucking stinky, pedophilic.
Talk on, sister. Talk on.
Rotten, raunchy.
Yes.
Bullshit laden.
More. Make me feel it.
Pile of crap. Nonsense radio show called Chaos.
Don't forget Chaotic. Don't forget Chaotic.
Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show.
It's us. And now, presented for your approval, a tale of woe and disgust. The tale of the Chaos Radio Show starring A-hole.
Right, pants shitting. I'm sorry, Siam, I forgot.
Oh, you forgot the
pants
shitting. No personality having character act driven fucking holes.
What?
Hole show.
Pants shitting, stretched out asshole having midget fucking.
go on, keep it going. Listener, viewing, helmet wearing. Cigarette smoking, bang having. I hate that guy.
Fendo's awesome.
Ah.
Come on, that's funny to look at.
Is that a baby dragon he's holding?
It's not the first time he's pulled that out either.
Fendo's ready for a night out. Quip in the chat room.
I guarantee you that guy is a pedophile. I guarantee you.
Why? Because he's got a.
Oh, he loves
on
Asian. He loves underage.
Yeah,
Asians.
Well,
that's all right though. That's okay. Absolutely. Yeah, that's all right.
And plus, they look like little boys. Those Asians.
He's funny. Yeah.
They look like little boys.
They look like
built like little boys. You
they
mean?
They look like they're built like little boys. They look alike. They all look alike. Those Asians.
They say the same thing about us, yeah.
Yeah,
our eyes are so
that's
round.
True.
You know?
That's true. White people all look alike too.
That's
fuck.
True. Fucking white shit. People, man. Let
fucking
me tell you.
Gringos.
Fucking whiteys, man.
Goddamn.
Kill whitey,
Caucasianoids.
Fucking people.
Taking all our women.
Taking all the jobs. Doing all the other. Paying taxes. Fucking
yeah,
white
what's
people,
up with
man.
That? Who pays taxes these days?
Really, man. Shit.
Shit. Black people doing taking all our time, doing it.
Shit. Going and taking all our prison spaces.
Doing all our time.
Shit. Stealing all our cars. Shit.
Fucking Spanish people using all our spinners.
Shit. Using all those Goya beans.
Smoking all our blizzards.
Stealing all those hubcaps.
Yeah, that's good. Look at Postal. Look at her.
Huh?
She's chugging.
What kind of bottle is that?
Chugging beer.
Is that red wine?
Bees.
She's just
she's drinking bees.
And she,
what?
She's wearing a French cuff shirt.
How do you know about a French?
Because I love women.
Okay.
You're
just Postal's biggest fan, aren't you? Mm.
Don't you fucking dare get jealous with me.
I'm jealous.
Oh, wow.
I'm
I wasn't
she's
expecting
his,
that.
She's his biggest
fan. I like Dawn very much, in fact.
Yeah, but you know what? You go on the Lunatic Radio Show and do all this crazy stuff. I don't get jealous.
What did I do crazy?
Oh, yeah. Pants shitting jokes.
Yeah, stuff that you don't tell him. It doesn't matter. But you can't be jealous of me.
I also got to staple Kieran's ass. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear
that. I got to put a staple in Kieran's ass. Yes.
Is that a good thing?
For a girl, I guess it might
and
be.
It got in there too. Like I could see it was like all the way.
You,
like,
you ever get a staple in your thumb?
Yeah. I have, in fact. But on the top
on
of
the
my
top?
Thumb.
How'd
yeah.
you do that?
I don't even know.
Was it an industrial stapler or something? Like that?
Same way she can hold her shit.
Dude.
Well, look, I remember putting a staple in my thumb.
Yeah.
And I didn't know whether I should pull it out or not.
And then when you pulled it out, did like two little dots of blood go bloop and like bubble up out of it? Yeah.
I dropped a knife on my foot one time. The blood was squirting, boy. I was like, I'm going to ruin the rug. My wife is going to kill me. I got to get to the hospital.
My wife is going to kill me. Like I'm getting blood on the carpet.
Dude, man, I'm telling you. I have my blonde moments. Like I was in the my wife was in the kitchen sweeping, and I came up behind her, you know, to try and be romantic. And
that old gang,
that old chestnut.
Women really don't like that.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I got a broomstick in my eyeball.
I come to find out that women actually don't like that.
They don't like being snuck up on.
No.
In the street, no, they don't like it. So stop.
Yeah, women
that.
Don't like
you
it.
You know that, Alex.
Yeah. No, women don't like it in the street when you put a bag over their head and throw them in the back of the trunk.
One time I just, I just watched, he didn't realize I was looking at him. Yeah. I just watched him walking up the block and he didn't like see me. And man, he looks like a
Kiro, right?
He looks good. He looks like he's going to just rape somebody.
Blame God, okay? It's not my fault I look this way.
By the way, I almost got a fight with someone today that looked like you.
Don't fuck with people that look like me.
Yeah. I was at a red light, right?
Yeah.
And there was two cars in front of me, right? And it turned green, and the guy in the front wasn't going anywhere.
So you started honking?
No, I just always give a quick honk. That's it. Just
all right. Boop, yeah, let him know.
Right. And the guy pulls away. And the guy in front of me sticks his head out the window and starts cursing at me. And I wasn't even really paying attention because I was actually looking for a napkin. And I look back.
To wipe the cum up?
And I look back and I see this head. This just shiny Dominican tan head. It looked exactly like Alex. And he's yelling at me. Mm-hmm. And I had the air conditioner on, windows closed.
Yeah, so you can't hear anything.
So I open the window. I'm like, what?
What are you trying to say to me?
Your flashers are on.
What are you talking about? I just move. I said, it's crazy.
No, I don't want any gum.
I don't know what this guy could have got mad at. What could he have possibly... I obviously wasn't beeping at him.
Right.
I was beeping at the guy in front of him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I held my hand on the horn. Like, that's it. It was, it was done. And he, not only that, but as he drove up slowly, as I'm telling him just to drive, he's just driving with his head turned back to me, out the window.
That's a man.
And he's yelling at me, so I just stop. I just stop, right?
Yeah.
And now I go, what are you going to do? What did I do? What did I do that was so bad? I don't understand. How did I ruin your day? How did I ruin your day?
Maybe he just wanted to fuck up some Italian guy.
But I stopped. He could have just got out of the car and fucking wrecked me, but he didn't.
Oh.
He's like, you don't beep the horn at me.
Don't fuck with Dominicans. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, they shank you.
And don't ever trust people that come to your fucking car.
I'll take a Puerto Rican over a Dominican any day.
Mm. You would?
Yeah, what do you mean, take them?
In any capacity. In any capacity.
A Puerto Rican or a Dominican?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
They're classier people.
Mm. You mean a brawl?
Anything.
Yeah?
Anything.
Yeah.
Why are they classier? Because they're more Caucasianoid?
No.
Because their features are closer to white?
Because they're part of the United States.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why.
They're Americans.
That's right.
Yeah. You know why fucking Puerto Ricans hate Dominicans?
That's why I did this.
Yeah. You see, he's getting pissed off.
Look, I can't.
Wait, no, say your joke.
It's not a joke.
Oh, whatever.
My face, I can't do anything about my face. And you know what? People can make fun of me all they fucking want. I've been hearing this for fucking since third grade. Okay? So nothing anybody can ever say about my physical appearance is ever going to bother me. It's just ridiculous. It's stupid. Okay? Dick.
Doesn't bother me, asshole.
So the story, the reason why Puerto Ricans hate Dominicans is because they live here their entire fucking lives. They have citizen status. Dominicans come from wherever it is they come from. They put up a bodega right on the street where they've been living for years and years and years, and now they're jealous. That's why, because the ambition. I'm telling you. Foreigners, people that come from other countries, come here and all they see is opportunity. Live here, all they see is give me.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. So there is an American spirit. It's just overseas.
I hate to agree with that statement just, you know, because I'm American by choice.
Yeah, so am I.
I think it's becoming that. It's definitely getting to
that. You got people here that are just waiting for the handouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got people that are coming from other countries to this country to try to actually do something for themselves.
Those are the dregs of society. Mm. Ask Grodian what happened yesterday when we were driving.
What happened when you were driving yesterday?
I told you not to fucking lower that window, man.
We were all hanging out last night, right? We left and I had to drop off Bizarro and Alex. So
you mean Phallix and Alex?
Right.
No, Bizarro.
Because he's the fake Alex.
He likes Bizarro.
I do like Bizarro.
No, I'm saying Alex likes Bizarro.
He
likes that title.
I think he likes Phallix a little better.
I just got used to calling him Bizarro.
He is Bizarro.
That's how I always say
it. He is Bizarro. You know that.
So we're driving back to Bizarro's joint, and then this, I don't know what, he was Iranian or something. I don't know what he was. We get to a stoplight. It's, well, I don't know, maybe 1:30 in the morning, and this guy just decides, drunken, stumbling on the corner.
He zeroed in, dude.
He just fucking, he, it's like he looked at, he was looking for a pen or something on the floor, and as his eyes came up, he saw my truck, and he looked dead at me, and he was like, oh!
I just pictured, bruh.
He was like, bruh. He just started waddling over, and Alex is in the back seat, he's like, dude, just go, man, go. So I'm like, no, let's see what this guy wants. So I lower the window, and the guy walks up, he stumbles, like, hey, man. I'm like, hey, what's going on, guy? He's like, yo.
I couldn't believe that. You let a total stranger come up to your fucking window at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And you don't even have your fucking gun with you.
Dude, you know what? To be honest, I don't even have an Uncle Sam in the truck. I gotta get a wrench.
You don't even have that fucking bright flashlight that you used to blind helicopter pilots.
Because Chris burned it out. Fucking
Chris. He's gotta play with everything.
He's gotta fucking say.
You talk
about you never
buttons.
Touched it, right, dude. We were driving to the city one night, right? I had this flashlight that was like 70,000 candle watt. It was as powerful enough that the helicopters used this spotlight.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had it in the back of my car.
Yeah, that was good, man.
So we're driving to the city one night, and Chris is in the back seat with his girlfriend, and he takes the light, and he just starts blasting. I'm driving on 59th Street Bridge going into the city. He starts blasting it in everybody's face. I'm like, dude, that's not what you're supposed to use it for. If someone cuts me off or somebody's a dick, then you use it. He literally turns it on and keeps it on the driver's face behind me, so that it's blinding the guy. I'm like, dude, you got to shut it off. He's like, Chris, like, ha, 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 ha. He's just blinding. I'm like, dude, you got to shut it off.
God forbid the fucking guy causes an accident.
Right, exactly.
And everybody behind him dies.
Dude, this thing was powerful enough that my other friend had the same light. He left it on the floor. He left it on the floor. It burnt a hole through the mat.
Dude,
you know,
that's a laser. Yeah. A laser.
Stupid.
So this,
it's a project. This Steve Parsons project.
This drunken guy just waddles over to my truck, and I lower the window, and he's like,
I'm like,
hey,
watch this guy. Watch him.
He's like, dude, just go. I'm like, no, that's good. So I lower the window. He's like, hey, man. I'm like, hey, what's going on, guy? He's like,
the conversation is already going on too long for my taste.
It was not even a two. He was like, hey,
and it's already too long. I'm like, what?
He's like burping his alcohol. He's like, hey, guy. He's like,
usually what I get.
How do you get to Parsons Boulevard?
How do you,
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, why are we still doing it?
Dude, the light is about to turn green,
it's
you know?
It's already get to detainment, right?
Yeah, I just want to see what... He's like, hey, you guys know how to get to Parsons Boulevard? We're like,
Everybody always wants to know how to get Parsons.
What's so important? What's so special about Parsons Boulevard?
Nothing going on up
there. I know there's a National Liquidators over there. I
mean. And this guy's on foot, no less.
He's on foot, yeah. He's on foot, and he's got to be at least a good mile or so away from fucking Parsons Boulevard.
Right.
So, Alex is like, Parsons Boulevard? You want to go to Parsons Boulevard? So Bizarro's like, okay, this is what you got to do, all right? You got to cross over the other side of LIE. Yeah. You got to walk.
I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. Why are you talking? This guy's drunk. He's not going to remember anything you just told him. And right. He's going to get hit by a car.
But that's the thing. But even though you said he wasn't going to remember anything, you still wanted us to give him the right directions.
No, I short directions. This guy.
But the right directions.
You're gonna have to walk down this block, and then you're gonna have to cross over because it's on the other side. I'm like, why is this conversation taking so long? Get us out of here!
Bizarro tells him Parsons Boulevard is about a mile away. The guy looked like that.
Like,
he just found out he had cancer.
He's
he was like, oh, mile. Oh, you guys. No, I'm not going that way, guy.
Right.
You see me? I'm going this way.
See.
Oh, you're not going
that
way.
It's not as bad as the time I got approached by a gay prostitute, so.
Oh.
Mm. What
did
he say?
City?
He said, hey, big boy, you want a party?
I was in Chelsea, actually.
Of course.
That's not surprising, then.
He said, hey, Chris, nice seeing you back here.
Hey, Nisi, you got boy, where you got girlfriend?
My friend Pete says, we were hanging out with a bunch of people or whatever, and we just left, and I was driving him back to his apartment in the city.
Yeah.
And he said, because I'm kind of hungry, I just want to grab something to eat. So we were driving through Chelsea, And, you know, we saw this diner. Like, all right, fine, whatever. We'll just stop there. Yeah. But as we're at the red light to go, before we parked, this guy comes up to us and, like, walks right up. You know, summer, so the windows are down. And he, like, kicks back his button, like, his button-down shirt. You know, like, it's like a button-down jacket, like, very light jacket. And, like, he... I don't know how to describe it. Like, he just, like...
Like a cowboy going to draw.
He pushed it back while he was, like...
pushed it back.
Like a cowboy looking to draw his fucking gun.
And he goes, hey, fellas. And he goes, I got a place right up the block.
Oh, hey, convenient.
I can suck you both.
Hustler.
So both of you guys up. And Pete just grabs the fucking... he grabs the fucking club. He goes, Chris,
this is
you
what
better fucking
suck.
Step up.
I'm going to kill this guy.
Red light at night, because I'm going to fucking kill this guy. And I'm like... I'm like, look, relax, relax. I was like, no, we're not interested. He goes, come on, what's, what are you afraid
of?
Come on,
it was 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes.
What are you afraid of?
AIDS! Like, AIDS, motherfucker!
Press on the fucking gas, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy, I'm gonna fucking kill you! I'm killing you! He's
killing me. Oh, what are you getting so steamed for? Come on, you don't want a good time?
Well, gee, what's your problem?
Jeez. You must be a bore at parties.
Why you gotta kill somebody for offering to suck you off?
Because he's not gay.
So what? That doesn't. Just because somebody offers
you, it's different. You don't.
Doesn't matter. You don't have to be
matter.
So fucking
Brody,
threatened
you
by it that
you
have to say you're gonna kill somebody.
You wouldn't want to kill somebody.
No, you know what? Look, if I tell the guy,
if he's in your face
about
it, that's annoying.
If the guy's if I'm like, listen, look, now you know that's all right, you know, but if he keeps. Thinking like, oh, come on, then there's a problem.
Well, I can see raising your voice and giving him a back off, man.
Right. Well, I did that, but he wouldn't.
He wouldn't back
it.
Off. He wouldn't back off.
He wanted
what
to back
do?
In.
You can only threaten him.
He wanted to back in, man.
That was the worst part. So we parked.
Because he's so incredibly irresistible to gay men.
No,
that's true.
Although that's true.
Hey, truth be told, right?
So we sat in the diner, ordered whatever, and the food. Is coming. And we start noticing, like, you know, like, we're looking outside. We're looking outside. It was late, but there was just like always same sex couples walking together. Yeah, so there was two guys, two girls, whatever. I'm like,
The two girls are
something
right.
Something is fishy in this area. Like,
So
then we looking around the restaurant. Same thing. Two guys, two girls, two guys, two girls. And then we just looked over the counter, and the guy, the host. Is getting a fucking massage by a busboy.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Gay Mexican
two
busboy.
Boys touching each other.
Yeah, hey, isn't that horrifying? That's horrifying.
In Chelsea, you're kidding me.
this is the place I'm gonna eat. I don't want to see two fucking guys massaging each other. All right.
Yeah, but you.
I
were,
don't care whether I'm in Chelsea or not.
But you were two boys sitting in a booth. At the same time.
Just fucking hanging out.
With both hands firmly away from each other. Right. Nowhere near each other in any way, shape, or form.
But that gay prostitute probably said, oh, there's two boys that look like they want to party.
Yeah, so anyone who just happens to fucking be driving through Chelsea has to be gay.
Chelsea is the gay capital
of New York
City.
Yeah, but you know what? It's also fucking in the middle of fucking Manhattan. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, but if you go eat there, I mean, there's other places
to
go eat. You don't have to go eat there.
The bar was in fucking Gramercy, and I had to fucking drop them off. And the only way you can drop him off, the fastest way was to go through Chelsea, and when he went through Chelsea, he's like, alright, let's just stop and get something to eat.
That's like going to France and saying,
that
what are all
setup.
These French people doing?
That was a setup.
Not
anybody
a
who takes you to eat in Chelsea...
Listen, you never banged me, so I'm
alright. I'm good to go then.
That's like going to France and complaining about the foreigners. What are all these foreigners doing? You go to Chelsea
it's
where the gay people
like
are.
It's not quite like that.
Yeah, because the French people
well,
fuck
gonna,
you in a different
way. You know
way.
What? If you go to San Francisco, it's not like you're going to fucking get harassed by every gay person that walks
no?
around. No, you don't. Because there's plenty of people living, straight people live in San Francisco and don't have a problem.
Hmm. I figure as soon as you get off the plane, somebody wants to put their thumb in your ass.
They're all trying to grab your balls and cough.
Don't. Heidi. Okay, I think maybe we can finish up. Maybe we can
but
finish
look,
up.
See, I don't look. My thing is, I don't understand what.
What's ridiculous, Heidi? Let's hear. What's
the intolerance?
Brody is speaking. You interrupted him.
Good.
I just don't see like you know. I'm sure like there's gay people out there that's just like, man, why do they gotta be so flaming for? You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm straight. There's no parades out there.
So
for
what's
it, you know?
Your issue now, Heidi? Let's hear it.
You're just obnoxious.
Why am I obnoxious?
You're saying that like we don't know that.
Yeah,
no, I know you know.
That's what I do.
He knows it too.
Like, I just it's like I get to a certain point where I just
where
can't.
You just can't handle it.
Why don't you go to Lunatic Radio? Obviously, that's where you want to be. How about you go fuck yourself?
Look, if she's
and
happy,
a hush falls over the crowd.
If she's, look, I always say whatever it is you need to do to make yourself happy, do it. Okay? If you want to leave.
There's the door! No. Goodbye!
If you want to leave.
So I take this with me then?
If you want to leave.
Goodbye!
So make that coffee to go? No. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, all I'm saying is if you go to a gay neighborhood, you can't complain about the gay people. You can't go to the West Village and complain that there's a bunch of people holding hands that are the same sex. So you gotta expect it. There's a certain level of expectation that you bring into a situation like that. Awareness.
Okay? Yeah, but there's also, it's like, you know, alright, fine. It's an area for where they all get together and stuff. That's their part. Alright, cool. But then if you're sitting in a car and somebody walks up to you, and
well,
it's always going to be a pushy asshole, right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, either way, even if you're straight, a girl sitting in a car, you got a guy walking up to her, you know, he's not taking no for an answer. Same right. difference. Right. You're going to get fucking annoyed whether
yeah,
you're straight or not.
That's true. True. But you can't generalize it that just gay people do that.
No, you know? Right. That's why I'm saying, if it's a girl sitting in the car and a guy walks up to her.
No, and you're not doing that.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. And Heidi's coming mm-hmm. from a gay perspective herself.
Right.
So, like, of course she's not
going to... But you don't have to be gay to understand...
But she's not going to see my view or Rodian's view on this. Alex, you've been in another room with another cock. I understand. You get that feeling.
What's wrong with a little bit of tolerance for other people's preferences?
How's this? You're in a fucking diner, mm-hmm. all right? And all of a sudden you watch some guy groping a waitress, behind the counter.
Yeah.
You know, do you really need to see that where you're eating?
I don't, no, not where you're eating.
Okay, there you go.
But the way you led
but
up
you
to
can
that.
You expect to see it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no, you don't have to expect to see it. I go to diners all the time, I don't see it.
So your complaint is that the way they ran this restaurant was mm-hmm. unprofessional yeah. and it was unhygienic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It was a busboy touching a host, right?
Yeah, doesn't matter. I don't want to see it.
But the whole lead
don't
up.
Want to see this guy rubbing him, all right? I don't want to see that in the place where I'm about to eat.
But if it was a guy massaging a girl.
I wouldn't want to see that either.
I don't even think gay guys in a diner would want to see, you know, it's like, same thing. I'm there for food, not to see this. Right.
I don't want
to
see that either.
You can imagine what goes on.
How about when I saw John Lovitz getting a massage from another man?
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to see that either.
Why?
Because
you wouldn't want to see it just to say you saw it.
No,
it wasn't in a restaurant.
That's the ticket. Yeah,
it was in a public
space. Stinks.
It stinks. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Fairchild. That's who I've been with. Yeah.
What is that?
There's the skinny. We got the Irish guy on the camera.
Mm-hmm. Huh. He was
there
on.
You go. Look, and his walls are green. What a surprise.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's at Christine's house.
Maybe. Mm. New flavor of the week.
Connecticut.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi-o.
Hi. Yes, you're correct, sir. Yes.
It's not gay if you pretend to be surprised by the happy ending. Well, that's a good point.
Let me ask you something. Suppose you go like just for a massage or something, right?
Man, you're gonna keep coming back.
No, there's something wrong with that guy.
Listen, suppose you go to a massage place,
whatever,
right?
By me.
Suppose you just go into a massage place and you fall asleep before the girl walks in, right? You just fall asleep, and as you're coming out of it, the massage is good. You're coming out of it, you realize this girl's jerking you off. And you're like, not bad, right?
Okay.
Happy ending, everything's good, you're in a good mood, you put your arms back, you're nice, you open your eyes, a fucking dude.
That would not be cool. But if you go to Chelsea and you get a massage, you can probably expect that to happen.
Try to swing away from that.
No.
But you're saying they pulled the old switcheroo, like it started out being a chick.
No, that you're thinking it's going to be a chick, but your eyes are closed because you're a little tired.
Would you get a massage from a guy?
No.
Like a professional massage?
No.
Like you wouldn't go to a massage therapist?
No. Oh, wait. I mean, if I got, like, an injury on my back or something.
I still wouldn't go get it. I still wouldn't have
why?
A male massage
why?
Therapist.
Why?
Why? I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Because you're scared.
Only one man, has ever touched my balls, and no one else will ever touch my balls.
I don't think a man has ever touched my balls.
A guy is not giving you a massage is not going to touch your balls.
Unless it's a
ball
massage.
I don't want a man touching me at all.
What if it's a ball massage? He would have to touch
me. He would
balls.
Have to, then. Yeah.
Don't
he
want a man
to.
Touching
because
me
Because
he's
a back. Look, you know what they say about repressed homosexuality? It's that
the repressed ones.
No, no, I'm not saying that.
No,
I can be around gay people.
Not that it's repressed.
I
think it's like if you're very homophobic, that's because you know you're worried that you're gay yourself.
Yes.
Do you think that guys who are accepting of other gay people, straight guys, do you think that makes them more prone to experimentation?
No.
I don't think either. But if a guy was like, no, fuck those faggots, I never want to be around those faggots.
Yeah.
If he ever got in a spot where he had the opportunity to experiment with a gay male.
Maybe some of them just generally think it's disgusting. They, you know.
Because you're a faggot, all right?
Thank you. I was waiting for that clip.
Oh, I thought you were waiting for, he's a fag.
Well, that's my clip, yeah. But I like that. I like
he's a fag.
You know what? I sent him that fucking clip. I regret
and he uses it against
yeah,
you, right?
I regret that shit. Thanks, Dick.
All the time.
Yeah, so.
All right, so what you got anything else, or we can wrap this show up?
I just want to say I'm not homophobic.
A little bit.
No, I'm not. I'm totally not.
I think.
Ever been to a gay club?
Yes, actually, with Tony. Remember I told you that story? I saw my math teacher.
Get out of here.
Yeah, my friend Tony used to be a DJ, and so he used to get, the gay clubs back in, like, the early 90s, it was a hard time, like, getting DJs to the gay clubs and stuff like that, but Tony would do it. It was really good
money. Good money, right.
So he would do it, but there was a booth, and he'd lock the booth, so no one would come in, but they were always knocking on the booth because they want to request a song.
Yeah.
So, like, he's like, stand by the fucking door and make sure no one fucking comes close to me. Wow. So, like, all right. Because, no, he won, you know, like, he really needed to do his fucking job,
right,
you know?
He's good money.
But, like, for some reason, you know, they would always bother him. They would always try because, you know, I guess they all want to get to know the DJ.
Right,
but
right,
he wasn't gay. He had no interest in meeting anybody. So he's like, stay by the fucking door and make sure no one fucking bothers me. And I saw my fucking math teacher.
Nice.
Nice. And you told him stay away from that door.
Mr. Eleanor. Oh, wait, wasn't it? Ellen Tuck. Mr. Ellen Tuck was his name.
Did you ever use it against him?
No.
That's
extortion.
But in class, he used to go, you better work.
Oh, so so he was in hiding. You're saying he was
in
hiding.
You know he was gay. Yeah, you knew he was gay.
We had a gay social studies
and
teacher.
And he used to paint the front of his hair different colors.
Frosted.
No, like every day was different. Blue, pink, yellow,
you
orange.
You know,
and it was definitely a toupee.
You're teaching him in school.
Hair.
You don't need to be doing
that. He was the freakiest looking guy ever. Man.
I can't believe they would allow that in the school.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you said you said when you were in school, public. Heidi, what?
We had a social studies teacher who was gay, and people were really mean to him. And later on, you know, in our adult lives, my friend encountered him socially. And said he was just so, like, just the nicest guy, like, mild-mannered. And we didn't think about what kind of person he was. I mean, I never personally did anything, but I didn't.
But you witnessed.
I never really
said
anything about it. And people would, like, constantly be putting fag signs on his desk and everything.
Man.
And he was just the nicest guy, you know, really.
We had a social studies teacher whose name was Hillary Greenwald.
Okay.
So in the hallways, everyone would, as he's walking by, and he looked like Mr. Magoo. And
well, that's a count against you.
No, he really, dude, it was really bad. He looked like
it's 8 o'clock.
Had the whole thing. And so as he's walking, everybody, as he's passing by, everyone would go, Hillary! Hillary! And then, like, he would turn around real quick.
No one said nothing.
So then he would, then, like, one day he got really annoyed, and he turned around, and he goes, hey! Screw you!
He got even. He finally let it out. And I bet you he ran back to his classroom like, oh my god, I'm gonna get in so much trouble.
And every year he would have like a pep talk at the beginning of his classes.
Good.
Like he would go.
An orientation.
He goes, I know I'm an old guy. You know, I don't keep.
One of you.
But I'll tell you one thing. Back in my day, I was a cool cat. You know?
Cat! Who uses that?
And sometimes he would say, "Don't give me that jazz, gang."
Wow. I had an older teacher. I think he might have been in the war. A little skinny guy, Mr. Glick, and he was a skinny little Jewish. He might have been Irish, and he had this dent in his head.
Oh shit!
It looked. I'm telling you,
it was looking higher than I get.
It was in the shape of a rifle butt.
Get the fuck out. Oh, man.
So he might have been a concentration.
Alex, tell me a little bit more about your teacher.
So this one guy, his name was Emp. you know. That's his tag.
When he was Imp.
The teacher was in the closet doing something, and Imp came behind him and closed the door and locked it.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting there watching this little old man, the door going goosh, 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 somebody over there, goosh, goosh, goosh. And then finally he just like put his shoulder into it and broke the fucking lock off, and he came out, he's like, who did that? I'm gonna find out who it was, and when I find out, you're gonna get suspended.
You're dead. I'm gonna call your mother.
And they took his car, and this kid Imp hated him. Big fucking Puerto Rican kid. And we were in a 600 school, so all the kids were
animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Even the retarded kids were animals. Not that. Yo, there was this one. Oh, forget it. They took his car. They took his car and they put it on the sidewalk. I was watching. They bounced that fucking car off the street onto the curb. I was like, holy shit, that's incredible, man. I was fascinated.
Did you see the teacher come out and find his car on the sidewalk?
Everybody was standing around.
What the fuck happened to my car?
He started parking the car in the schoolyard after that. And,
man, that's fucked up.
And the retarded kid, oh my god, he was so scary. He was maybe a foot shorter than I was. And I'm still kind of short, but I was even shorter back then. And he weighed about 300 pounds, and his head was the size of that monitor. And he had like the droopy tongue and the droopy eyes. He would go, and just run full speed and knock you over. He scared me so much, man. He scared me so much. Every time he came around in the lunchroom, holy shit, I was running. I'm basically running, looking for a spot that he was not going to sit in. Because he just scared me. I gotta say, that's the only time I've ever been afraid of someone. This kid just looked like a monster, man. Like a real monster, like from a monster movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Like from Goonies?
Oh, he was terrible. And I didn't understand, you know, cerebral palsy or whatever the fuck it is he had. But
yeah, whatever the fuck that Adam had, right? Yeah, I didn't understand that stuff with that fucking retard had, right?
I also remember, I'm flashing back, I also remember sitting in the lunchroom and watching the group of hot chicks, because the hot chicks always hang out together, of course. And this one girl, Lori, I loved her. She had this short black hair, tall Puerto Rican girl, nice pointy nose.
Puerto Ricans, yeah.
Yeah, she was light-skinned. She was light-skinned. She was light-skinned, Puerto Rican, tall, very shapely. And she was surrounded by these girls. And I had my lunch tray, and I was going to my table. And as I passed them, I kind of glanced over, and the girls were shielding her. And she took this banana. Holy fuck. It was maybe about 10 inches long and bent. And she slipped it, you know, pulled off the peel and slipped it down her throat. And I was, dude, I got such a fucking boner. I had to do the bent over walk to the rest of the space to my fucking table. And I was like, ever since then, I was like, I really like this girl. Lori. God, I wonder what she's doing now.
She's probably doing drugs or something.
I wonder, what would you do?
Yeah, exactly.
What would you do?
Are you going to look for her now?
What
are
you going to
look
for? I wonder what
I would call her and breathe. There was this girl, Jackie Miranda, would sit across from me, and her skirt in the summer would be so short. One time, I just happened to glance at exactly the right moment. She opened her legs, and her thighs were like stuck together, so you could see the skin kind of just like part.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't wearing any underwear.
Ah!
I was like, holy shit! Again, a quick boner. You ever got those boners that just happen? Like it goes from soft to hard, like rock hard. Well, you're
looking at me.
I don't know why I just glanced at you, but it goes from soft to rock hard in 2 seconds. There was a. Wow. Fucking, I gotta get out of here.
Now it starts.
Holy shit.
Oh no. Here it goes.
Here he goes.
I know I have to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I have a long drive home tonight.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yeah. Hmm. We got to wrap it up.
Well, all right. I guess that's it. There it is. All right. Thanks for listening, and good night, everybody.
Thanks for all the fish. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Chaos Radio Show. Good night.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way. No, I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an toilets, and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an ethyl, yo, 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 yo. I'm an ethyl, yo, 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 yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an ethyl, yo. Singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. Nah, I'm an echo, yo, 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 yo. I'm an echo, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. Hot pink! With whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down 4 pounds of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words. Nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
Hey, you know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal? I'm an asshole.